Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach up.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don and Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Dawn Corleone.
Oh, thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don? Oh, my God, that's her.
Well, yes, 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 yes. This is the Don Corleone Show. Please hold all applauses. I mean, don't do it today. I know y'all ain't heard my voice. That's enough, no applauses. This is, amen, the Don Corleone Show, blogtalkradio.com. Please believe it, WGAG-radio, that's the dial number on your internet, blogtalkradio.com/WGAG-radio. And I am your host, Dawn Corleone.
And I'm Segment.
Thank you, Segment. How you doing today, baby?
I'm doing great. What about yourself?
I'm doing my best. Thank you so much for asking. This is, as I said, we got one more Thursday of the month, right? We got one more?
Right.
Y'all know my son's birthday. It's Saturday. My nephew's birthday is today. So I want to give a special shout-out to my nephew, Namtar. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy New Year. And may the Most High continue to give you 1,472 more years here on the planet Earth. Anyway, so what's good with your big ball? What you got?
Oh, everything
before
is good.
Before we get
good.
This show started. What you got? Nothing? You gotta have something.
Well, okay, let's see. I wanted to talk a little bit about what happened as far as Yahoo was talking about at Walmart in New Jersey somewhere, that it was someone got on the loudspeaker telling all black people to leave their store at Walmart. They're trying to say that it was probably a customer that walked around and got on the mic, of course, because, you know, they don't want to be liable for any type of, you know, discrimination or this, that, and the other. I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it probably was somebody, a customer.
Because management and
me. Because I remember I used to get on them motherfuckers, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get on them bitches. Shit is fine. Everybody needs to at least get on their little PA system one time out your life.
Yeah, I was at Kmart. I used to work at Kmart, and I would, but, you know.
Oh, I never worked at them. I just did it as a customer.
Oh,
I just felt
okay.
It was cool.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is push that little button and it'll come on and shit. I'm telling you, man, you gotta do that. And another thing you gotta do, if y'all haven't done in like Walmart or grocery stores, get on one of those little bikes with the little buggy in the front. That shit is fun as hell. I did that shit too.
Yeah, I didn't do the bike, but the little wheelchair.
Well, that's what I mean. The,
yeah.
Yeah, the little shit that you
and
push in
the
little buggy right
yeah.
there, man. That shit is fun as fuck, man. It embarrasses your children, but
right,
it's still
right.
good. It's just fun and shit. Get on that motherfucker, just be pushing that cart and shit. The little motor cart. Yeah, that shit fun
name.
As fuck. I'm going to get on that bitch when I get ready to leave the store tonight. Just ride around that motherfucker every aisle. But okay, so somebody said all niggas got to go.
That's right.
Wow.
So,
what state was that?
That was New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I bet that. What did they say? What did like some of the shoppers say?
Well,
that
so,
had to have been fun. I wish I was there when that shit happened.
Well, they
I would have just picked up the phone and just be like, and crackers too. Everybody get the fuck out.
Yeah, they wasn't appreciating that at all. They were pretty pissed about that whole thing.
What they say? You don't know?
Let me see. They were just really in an uproar and just, they were talking about how, you know, Walmart just settled like over $17 million lawsuits, class action lawsuits, as far as how they treat the workers, as far as, you know, them discriminating against the drivers. Mm-hmm. Like the Mexicans had a big thing, you know, class action lawsuit and this, that, and the other. So they were just pointing out different things.
I bet it was 7 million motherfucking people that was on that class. Everybody got a dollar from it. I would never do a class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
With a bunch of motherfuckers, because you don't get no money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, babe, I'm doing a show. Tell them to say happy birthday, okay? Tell them to say happy birthday. I'm doing a show, Donna Corleone show. Why don't you call in or something? Make yourself available. The number is 347-884-9239. Call Tierra on her cell phone. She's here, too. Bye. I have to go. You're taking up my airtime. Love you. Anyway, oh, y'all get a chance. All Eyes on Egypt Worldwide has a Facebook page. Just want to congratulate All Eyes on Egypt. Yeah, All Eyes on Egypt has a Facebook page. But remember, it's All Eyes on Egypt Worldwide. You have to type that into the search if you want to become a friend. We keep you updated on everything that's going on. Our products and also a lot of the events. Also, you can go to alleyesonegypt.com and become a member of that too. Okay? And let's see what else. Oh, I got 24 friends now since I made that announcement last Thursday that only had, I think it was 18 or something. So the Don and Carly Young got some friends now, okay?
So we're moving on up
to the east side. And where y'all finna go? Chinese. Stop eating them dogs, man. Anyway, and but also, let me repeat that again. Again, the Facebook page is All Eyes on EGI, as in ice cream, PT, Worldwide. That's where you'll be able to. And you don't want to miss it. We got a lot of updates. And don't forget to join All Eyes on Egypt, EGIPT.name.com.
All right.
Please believe it. All right. I've just been appointed the new Pharaoh of Egypt. As a matter of fact, I've been the Pharaoh. Everybody else was straight up apostles.
Word.
Apostles. Imposters. And imposters of apostles, what they were. All right? My thing is this. You can't be a Pharaoh if you don't have Egypt. And
that's
none
right.
of them motherfuckers had Egypt. And I'm the last Pharaoh standing in Georgia. All Eyes on Egypt. Big up to Don Nicole Young. I don't give a fuck.
Woo!
Yeah. I just want to put all that on record. We got a lot of stuff that we're putting out through All Eyes on Egypt, and Sacred Records have joined All Eyes on Egypt to put out a lot of artists that's in the community. So y'all got to make sure y'all join and hit us up if you're interested in any type of production or getting your songs heard and all of that good stuff. So I'm extending the family of Sacred Records to the family for those who are into the music business or wants to get into it or wants to be an artist or have management or whatever. Let's just come together, y'all. Let's take over the planet like we're supposed to, okay?
That's right.
Now stop bullshitting. Scared money makes no money. Now, before we get the show started, though, y'all know I found something online for the brothers, and I don't know if it's true or not, but a lot of this stuff has come by, a lot of this stuff is just, you know, online. So the question what do men really think about sex on the first date segment? We got to figure this one out. This is an article.
Mm-hmm.
My esteemed Betty Confidential colleague, Carrie Seam, recently revealed the first date sex won't necessarily make a man lose interest. This may very well be true if the man is questioned, and if the man in question only gets laid about once every 5 years.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Why do I say this? I happen to be a man and a reformed rogue, so you can consider me your mole. Okay, this is a man making this statement.
Mm-hmm.
The conventional wisdom is that men only have one thing on their mind when they first see a woman, sex.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, most men have two things on their mind. They want a sweetie, all-night bone-a-thon, and they want to fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. We want to be happy, too. One is a powerful biological and psychological need. The other is spiritual and emotional. The problem for guys is that these two desires, especially during the dating phase, have nothing to do with each other. The only thing that ties them together is that they both live in the brain. Well, one arguably lives in a smaller brain. Women, of course, have sex and then begin to have feelings. Now, mind you, this is a man doing this article,
right,
okay?
Right.
Because that's not true. We have feelings first, and then we fuck you. Mm-hmm. We feel like fucking you.
Right.
A man, and I said I wasn't going to cuss no more, but I have to say things like that because people can understand it better, and I'm cussing for free. This time, if I'm on stage, I'll be charging $100 a ticket.
Say it.
A man rarely can. Sex is the great distraction. Sex is the great distraction. He tells himself, I'm getting what I want, right? He's not. He can hear his true calling because it's being drowned out by the inner monologue chant of do her, do her, do her. Read how to get a guy to hit on you. Nobody wants to read that, how to get a guy to hit on you. So basically, I don't know what the hell it's saying, but I don't get it, but I didn't get that article of that. Could you help me out?
Yeah, okay. So, all right. So basically he's saying that just because you have sex on the first date, that doesn't mean that the man is going to just ishneg you out of getting into a serious relationship, possibly, you know, because ultimately men do want to be happy and they also want to bone you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he was saying he was a former rogue or a former playboy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, I mean, I get it. I mean, I can see that happening, but, you know, it all depends on how the woman portrays herself afterwards or what her move is after having sex with the guy the first time.
Okay, well, I already know. I mean, for me, I give up the pussy. The nigga ain't coming back. Okay, period. That's just work. That's just for me. So I stopped doing that shit when I was 12.
Yeah. I mean, me personally.
Put that on record.
I mean, me personally, I feel that.
I know people are like, damn, Don, you were fucking since you were 12. Go ahead.
Yeah, that just blew by me.
I know.
Okay, but anyway, in regards to that, I mean, I've been in both type of situations before. You know what I mean? And, you know, some didn't work out so well, or maybe I just wanted to hit it and quit it that time, and that's it. You know what I mean? And then there's been other situations where I have had sex with a person, and, you know, we went on ahead and we had a relationship or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was a serious relationship.
Oh, okay. Anyway, here's another one, and then we'll get the show started. Ask the guys, why aren't some men up for going down, down, down? A gay married guy says, I have a bunch of straight men and women who dislike the pastime, which is a bit of a mystery to me. Most gays just love the activity. One in my position can only speculate, but I wonder if it's a fear of the other that has some people so skimmish. Sure, everyone loves sex, but some just want to keep everything perfectly aligned, mouth to mouth, genitalia to genitalia.
Makes sense.
I bet the people who shy away from oral sex are just unfamiliar with how everything works down there or fear they'll get a mouthful of bodily fluid. That was a gay married guy by the name of John. Straight single guy, Chris, says, I hate to disappoint you, but we don't all dislike giving oral sex. I'm not fishing for dates here, but I personally love giving as much as receiving. I promise, I can have that verified for you. I think many guys are just too anxious to get to sex. I suppose I was too when I was younger. Now that I'm a little older, I'm much more interested in leaving a good impression. My recovery time isn't the same as it once was either, so I guess I'm compensating somewhat. But I remember always being pretty into it. I don't know if there's a secret, ladies, keep things nice and trim down there.
Mm.
Consider going with a complete no-spin zone. Or maybe even a vajazzling to try to drum up some interest. He should be willing to do the same for you. And speaking of reciprocation, remember the golden rule. If you give good head, then hopefully you'll get good head in return. I guess the only other advice I can give, if you're still having trouble, is that you can find me on Facebook pretty easy. Now, the straight married guy, Mike, says, who said that men dislike giving oral sex? Nothing is more arousing than the smell of a woman. So, just for selfish reasons, oral is a great way to start. However, there are obviously men who are repelled by the idea and women who are self-conscious, but it's nothing that a little personal hygiene won't cure. As for women, there seems to be much more pressure and expectation to expertly perform orally. There is a fixture of porn and is practically whatever that French word is. I wonder how many women really enjoy being a service provider. With either a little communication will go a long way. As exciting as oral sex can be, there's also nothing worse than when it is half-hearted. I'm going to tell y'all like this for the record. Don Nicoleone will start giving oral sex at the age of 70 when my teeth fall out. Because I'll bite that shit off right now.
Remember, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's why I said that. I'll bite it off now. If I got teeth, nigga, it's meant to chew. All right, anyway, let's get this show started, y'all. Okay, the topic for today, obviously, because we got to move on now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what up, Truth is Truth? What's good with you, baby? Oh, Truth is Truth said missed the call earlier, just listening right now at work, so I'll be in and out. Anyway, how to rid yourself from karmatic debt to karmatic credit. I'm going to read that again. I hope this helps everybody. How to rid yourself from karmatic debt to karmatic credit. I'm going to do my best to read the description, okay? What most people find difficult during their stay on the planet Earth is not understanding why they are attracting misfortune in their lives. When we look at the word misfortune, it's simply saying that which it means, a fortune that you have missed, thus resulting in an outcome perceived as a negative one. We know the saying, and sometimes say the saying, you reap what you sow. What goes around comes around. These are the laws of the universe. One must be mindful and conscious to everything it thinks and do in order to be ahead of their karma. In other words, you must know when, what the hell does this say? You must know when the test is upon you and know how to pass it at all times. Remember this, seen in this true light, everything is a test. Thus, the outcome depends on the test taker. Whether you pass or fail, in passing, you receive karma credit. In failing, you receive karma debt. When you look at life as a school, you will graduate. So tonight, we will go in depth with what is called karmatic debt and karmatic credit. Let's talk about this tonight on the Don Nicoleone Show! Anyway, how to rid yourself from karmatic debt to karmatic credit, okay? First and foremost, we got to repeat this over and over again. As above, so below. And if it is true, then we must still nourish the omnipotent, okay? Just y'all remember this. All right, everybody know what karma is, so we don't even need to come in it. But most people would consider karma as always bad and not always good. Karma is something that you will attract whether or not it's good or bad. We did the show last week on intentions, okay? And I'm always saying the road to hell is paved with good intentions. That's part of your karma. You understand?
Yes.
I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Good intentions, but not the good actions that supposed to come with it. You then receive karmatic debt because they start to take things out.
Mm.
A wise man told me one day, he said, your ancestors, all right, this still goes to us, to everybody. Your ancestors have set up a bank account, and that bank account is called your karma bank account. And he asked me, he said, what are you going to do with that? Are you going to add to it, or are you going to withdraw from it? And I said, I'm going to add to it.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, he said, good. He said, one thing you must remember is that you, even if you do good, you don't expect the same person that you do good to do good back to you. You just expect them to move on and pay it forward. And if they help somebody, then they help somebody, and that person helps somebody. All that goes back to your karma credit, your karmatic credit. Now, simply put, if I can explain it a little bit more simpler for everybody, because this is serious, okay? This is serious because everybody has to, what they say, face the music.
Yeah.
Everybody has to face the music, be it every day or every moment of their day. What you do is what you're going to get back.
Yeah.
What you do to people is what you're going to get back. There's a saying amongst wise people, okay, which is better to hang around wise people than those people who, the people who don't have wisdom at all. And that saying is simply, you should have stopped one before me. Repeat. You should have stopped one before me. Repeat. You should have stopped one before me. Right? And what that simply means is that most people have what they figured escaped their karma.
Mm-hmm.
Until one day they meet a motherfucker who is the debt collector.
Mm.
But that motherfucker may just look like somebody in the form of a woman or a man. And now that saying goes is, you should have stopped one before I came to you.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a saying that Dr. Malachi Z. York had said before, and it always stayed with me until it exploded in my DNA not too long ago. And that saying was, when Jesus comes, you can't change.
Mm-hmm.
It's too late to change. By this time, you're fucked.
Right.
By the time Jesus come knock at your door, nigga, if you are who you are, then it's over. Because you can't say, wait a minute, Jesus, I'm going to change right now because of you.
Right.
Okay, so with that being said, when the saying goes, you should have stopped one before me, everybody don't understand that because they look like a person by the name of James, Shalonda, Jim, Barbara, Billy, or William, or whatever, you have no idea that you should have stopped one before they came.
Right.
Most people are coming to people's lives to make sure that you are now going to reap either your karmatic credit or it's time for you to pay the piper,
mm-hmm.
your karmatic debt. And so with that being said is, Jesus said the same thing. These are the universal laws. Do unto others as you will have them do unto you.
Right.
That is a universal law. Do you understand? So when you do a good thing to someone, you get good things in return. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, also, there's another flip side of it, because in Matthew 25, the book of Matthew 25, now, Yahshua is talking about the Son of Man in that chapter. And the Son of Man was explaining, Jesus or Yahshua was explaining, when the Son of Man comes, he's going to ask, did you give me water when I was thirsty? Did you feed me when I was hungry? Did you clothe me when I was naked? And you would say, no, I didn't know, because if I knew it was you, I would have done it. No, well, if you did it to anybody, you done it to me. So if you didn't do it to somebody, you didn't do it to me, thus I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
These are what is considered your tests on the fucking planet Earth, my people. These are the tests. They did a movie called Yes Man, and if anybody's seen it, watch it again. But even though they made it comical, but what they were saying is that these are the laws of the universe, is to overstand, and also it's in The Strangest Secrets by Dr. York, and also in the AEO, Revelation, fourth one at that, where it says that start to accept yes in your life. And if you accept yes in your life, then you would expect another motherfucker to tell you yes and then. That's all. It's like to each its own, in a sense, and if you do unto me, I sure would do unto you. So that way we'll be able to increase our karmatic credit. The only reason why people are really suffering, and it is the truth, the majority of the people are suffering because they got a huge karmatic debt to pay, period. They have done something, and now they got to pay for it. And that's the truth. So how do we clean up our karmatic debt from karmatic debt to karmatic credit is we got to start making things right with person, places, and things. We got to start making it right. We got to be able to do unto others as we would have. We have to be conscious of this because this shit is not going to work if it's just in your doctrine and you can't walk it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can talk it, then it's time to walk it because it helps survive you and your family. Everything rests at our foot in regards to karma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because as soon as it hits your home, it's coming at you, but your home suffers.
Yes.
So it's kind of like we have to clean up what we messed up. It's people that are very deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
Most people that would prefer to see another person's demise,
yeah,
and that motherfucker ain't did nothing but good to you.
Right.
You know, and I've had that happen to me, and now I can sit back and watch these motherfuckers' demise.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so good. I love it because I'm one of the ones that they should have stopped one before me.
Right.
So I get to be the one that they do it to, and then I get to watch they whole shit crumbles and they suffer and their pain, their agony, their purgatory fucking torments. I mean, I love it. I just sit back and laugh, and I get to tell stories after stories after stories about a new motherfucker that come in my fucking life thinking that I'm the last motherfucker that they met, and now they get to catch hell finally because I'm and karma's on the same side.
Yeah.
So I kind of get the chance to enjoy it. But I'm really tired of enjoying because then, you know, we tend to start to like these fucking humans that have to go through hell.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm doing the show because I like you so fucking much. I don't want you to catch no more hell from what the fuck you think you can do to a motherfucker and get away with it because you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you got children or a wife or a husband or mothers who may have to suffer from it. Now your grandmama in the hospital because of the shit you did to me. I mean, the shit is no fair. It's not fair. So I want to help everybody understand that you have karmatic debt and karmatic credit, and it will attack your whole motherfucking family.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to put that on record because when you attack one bloodline, you're attacking everybody in that genetics.
Right.
So you have to be conscious that you cannot play those games, and we got to start changing our minds and perfecting ourselves in the way we see people. You know, no more of that. We got to be right and exact, either all right or not right at all. But what you got, baby?
Right. That reminds me of, you know, something Malcolm X said once upon a time about the chickens have come home to roost,
mm-hmm,
you know, and basically that just what you said, that, you know, your genetics, the people in your family are going to have to pay for.
Well, yeah, they suffer. They have
right.
to suffer, too.
Right.
You know, I mean, I know a chick that's suffering right now because of that.
Yeah.
I know plenty of chicks. I know some niggas, too, that's suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But and their family is suffering because
right.
of that. Because, see, again, what we do, if people realize, if they do a wrongful deed, if they just stop and say, before I do this, will this harm my generation, my
yeah.
bloodline, my wife, my children?
Right.
Will this backfire on me? Because it says to see the consequences before you act
right.
shows the mark of a profound person. Most people, again, they're more acting than thinking before they act.
Yes.
And this is not good because you don't know. And remember the wise thing, the wise tale is, that you could be entertaining an angel, so you might want to watch what the fuck you say or what you do.
That's right.
Because it's always judgment. The only problem that most mortals have, and it's sad, but the only problem that most mortals have is that they think everybody can be God. Right. They think that everybody can be God and they can escape whatever the thing is that it is.
Yeah.
But, and the majority of mortals on the planet Earth belongs to some type of form of religion.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Even the atheist believes in some type of you reap what you sow.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, nobody escapes the karma.
Mm-hmm.
You can't escape it. If you can't escape good fortune, you damn sure ain't going to be able to escape misfortune.
Right. Right. It's just, you know, like you said, a universal law. So anybody on this planet and universe, they're going to, it's going to go forward, you know. And how you were saying, you know, like pay it forward, or how you said that a wise man told you about paying it forward. You know, there was a movie some years ago about that, pay it forward.
Right.
You know, and how everything, there's a rippling effect. You know, just like you throw a pebble in the water and there'll
mm-hmm.
be ripples.
That's right.
Whatever one little thing. And that should be something that they teach you in school. You know what I mean? That, you know, I mean, that's, I'm sure once upon a time on this planet, they taught this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they still are teaching it in different secret societies
right.
or what have you.
Right.
But there's, that should be taught, you know, as far as a golden rule. You know, look how better the planet or the people on this earth, their lives would be.
Yeah, if everybody focused on self-preservation to preserve themselves in the right way,
mm-hmm.
then, yeah, if every human, not in a sense, look out for themselves, but work on themselves,
yeah.
clean up their karma debt, I don't think there would be any suffering.
Yeah.
Because people are suffering over their suffering.
Right.
Because even in my life, you know, when, because remember, the cosmos always has the first move.
Right.
So the cosmos will move in your favor, whether it's a favor that you may like or dislike, they still will move in your favor.
Yeah.
And with that being said, that most people don't never sit back and say, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What did I do wrong?
Yeah.
What did I do wrong?
Right.
I just need to know, what did I do wrong? And if they ever sit back when shit explodes in their home or backfire on them or things starts to take a total different spin,
mm-hmm.
you got to sit back and say, what did you do wrong? Because and nobody ever actually even sits back and say, wait a minute, what did I do right to receive this? People
yeah.
are more engulfed in the moment of a surprise
right.
or a new car, new house, or
that's
new money, new whatever, but they never stop and say, what did I do right to receive this?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to figure out the mystery in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that I keep attracting misfortune? Why am I hitting miss? Like the stones of Uman and Thuman says, you get on the wrong bus.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to sit and wait
mm-hmm.
patiently while everything passes you by.
Yeah.
Because it's something that you have done that you have to figure out. And I'm talking to my family here.
Yeah.
Because he mentions that we as cosmosans always have to be ahead of the cause that caused the effect.
Right.
And the only way to be ahead of the cause that caused the effect is by knowing.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta know first. You can't believe. You can't believe that it was your boss that said, "Nigga, you gotta go." You gotta figure out that which is hidden by the master.
Yes.
That's what I do all the fucking time. I don't want to figure out what the masters done hid from me. The masters have hidden from me, so that way I'll know the cause that caused the effect. I already know the cause and the effect.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know that cause that caused the effect.
Right.
That way I'm always able to put all my pieces together. Another karma debt that most women have no idea about is abortion. That
mm-hmm.
is a major... major karmatic debt.
Right.
I'm sorry, sisters, if you've done it before. And what they say is, what we were taught is, you have to ask that child that you aborted for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And you name that child. But that's not it. In order to get that karmatic debt up off of you, is that you got to call that baby back.
Mm-hmm.
And in two case scenarios, it's mostly this. And two is a two case kind of scenario. Whenever I do something that I, whether I'm conscious or not conscious of, and then I'm reaping what is considered a little debt, a little karmatic debt I have to take.
Yeah.
The first thing I stop to do is say, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do? And Because I'm not asking myself, I'm asking the heavens. I'm asking that which abides to show me what I did. And normally, well, all the time, I get the first answer.
Mm-hmm.
And it always tells me, because you did this, is this is why we got to do that. And it kind of reminds you of the movie Matrix when he said, what happened to you, to the oracle? And she said, well, I made a decision. I made a choice. And I had to live with it. See, these choices is a motherfucker. They fuck you up. That's why I say we can always choose not to choose.
Mm-hmm.
We can choose not to choose. They want to tell us, well, God gave us will and God gave us the choice to do whatever we want to or to choose and gave us the will. We know that. But who? How many of us have figured out that if the Most High gave us will,
mm-hmm.
how many of us can wheel that wheel back to the Heavenly Father, have figured that shit out? Like, nigga, you know what? You got that.
Yeah.
I put it all, I put this wheel back in your wheel.
Yeah. Because
it helps us a little bit more to maneuver through the planet Earth. Also, we're talking about most people that have mastered karmatic credit
mm-hmm.
and karmatic debt or just karma itself.
Yeah.
These are the people that's more on the spiritual side, where when it manifests on the physical, it's easy for them. It is nothing for them.
Yeah.
They're able to live life through hard times, good times, great times, victory. There
mm-hmm.
is no defeat. It's a whole nother fucking ball game for those that master the spiritual side of the laws of the universe. Because as above, so below. When they make these laws up on the physical planet, these are the same laws that we speak about in heaven. Not only that these are the same laws, but even the Bible, a lot of those laws, the United States laws, like the regulations, the laws and shit, they come right out of the goddamn Bible.
Mm.
It's based on the Bible. It's based
mm-hmm.
on spiritual religion.
Yeah, so that's why they had that Bible in the courtroom, or so-called.
Yeah, it is in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it says in God we trust.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is in there. But back to the abortion and stuff, so, I mean, that's why a lot of women don't even know they're like in a circle.
Yeah.
They can't get out. They can think out, but they can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
They can think out, but can't get out. Because you got to clean up your karma debt. Sometimes you got to go back to go forward.
Yeah.
So you got to call these babies back and ask for forgiveness so that you can start to reap better karmatic credit.
Anything
else?
That makes total sense. That's looking back on things that happened in my life, I could say that I was going around in circles and things that I had to clean up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I didn't realize that until, like, started listening to this show, and a lot of things in my life I needed to do and taken care of and been blessed abundantly, and my life is on a different path.
Right.
So all praises to the Most High Highest. Thank you all. Thank you, Heaven. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, but that's something that, I mean, it's an incredible, you know, topic, period.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're discussing today, is how to rid yourself from karmatic debt to karmatic credit. It's all about morals,
mm-hmm.
which it all goes down to. It all comes down to morals, and that was something that Yahshua basically started, in a sense. That's about the most simple way to put it was, like you said, turn the other cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And what turn the other cheek was simply saying is, if a motherfucker have wronged you, don't wrong them back.
Yeah.
You don't wrong them back. Then you have someone that says, well, put it in God's hands. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to put it in God's hands,
mm-hmm.
nature hands,
mm-hmm.
karma hands. You want to know why? Because they can't motherfucking lock them motherfuckers up when the shit hit the fan in their life.
Right.
So you stand back.
Right.
That's what he means by turn the other cheek. You have to let it go. Let it go if you've been wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let God handle that shit. And I guarantee you, you'll sit back beautifully. Watching that shit crumble.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
I
take pride in that.
Yeah.
Watching a motherfucker. Ha ha, that's what your ass gave you and did that shit, motherfucker.
Right. Because, okay, let's say if you did retaliate or whatever, you know, then that'll be karma debt.
That's
on
karma
you.
Debt on you. That's right. Right. That's karma debt. Because regardless, the thing is, do unto others as you will have them do unto you. Just because something has been done to you, you have to stop and say, do I still want to do something back to them?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a principle of do unto others as we shall have them do unto us. So, did I just say the same shit, just a little different?
I mean, you made it.
Just figure that shit out. But yeah, do unto others as we, whatever the fuck that shit. So I've said that shit so many times, I've forgot now.
Yeah, do unto others as you
would have them
do unto
you.
Yeah.
And so that's part of making sure that you're not, in a sense, retaliating. The best way to retaliate is to put that shit in the multi-hands. Trust me. It happens to me several of times. I got a lot of fucking stories to tell you where motherfuckers caught that shit.
Yeah.
They caught that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stories. A lot of true stories.
Right.
Well, motherfucker caught that shit. 610-342, caller, you're on the air with Donna Corleone and SecMad. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up, dog? It's Keita.
What up, Kiki?
What's going on?
How you doing,
man? I'm doing wonderful, man. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm doing my best.
As always, hey. I just want to let you know, man, I'm like your little cheerleader section, man. I'm just like, tell the truth. Shame the devil. Tell the truth. You know, something about staying ahead of that karma debt, man, and being right and exact with and just sitting back and just watching when other people mess up because other people don't get it that you 19 steps ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So ain't nothing like just sitting back and watching it unfold like, okay, you got that. You got it. Go ahead.
You just sit back and watch what the wall gonna look like, cause I love it. I mean that's the best shit. Because if you try to fuck with it, you will cause a ripple back in your life. That's the only thing about it. You will cause a ripple. And even though like a lot of us, care about so many people because you know we are children of Anu, we are caretakers. But a lot of these people, when they catch this karmatic debt for wronging one of the incarnating children of Anu, they catch that shit. It's, I mean, and then we feel like, damn, that's fucked up, man. You know, I mean, because we're going to feel that type of, that care when they start to catch it. But we know why they're catching it. We know why they're catching it, right?
Yep.
But because we know them, we feel this type of personal relationship like, damn. But see, it's been a lot of this karmatic debt taking place when motherfuckers should have stopped one before me, and I'm a testimony of that shit.
Amen.
And this
shit
been going.
I've never heard before, but I like that one.
Stop one before me. You should have stopped one before me, Shada, because I am the Grand Reaper. You got to pay now. You got to pay, motherfucker.
That's
you think
right.
The angel of death is a motherfucker? Nah, bitch, you got to reap this shit now.
That's right.
You got to
reap
everything you've done, and it's not a pretty sight because a lot of people that we see go through so much karmatic debt is because of what they done. It's not because you a fucking victim. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
it's because of what
right.
they done. Because remember,
absolutely.
Fate, F-A-T-E, changes as you change and
change.
Evolve.
Right.
So
right.
something you did changed your F-A-T-E, which altered your karma credit to karma debt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And that's what
I'll
that shit
tell
is.
You. I know what you're talking about, man. That's
I mean,
right.
we've seen it. All the time throughout our lives, and we're able to say, see, had that motherfucker did this, that shit wouldn't have happened, right? We've always
right.
able to call that, you know, but now it's getting stronger and stronger, this so-called on the side of God. Like, when you stand with the Most High and His army, I swear to you, that's the best protection and the best vengeance you could ever get.
Ever
you could ever have. You can't, even a Glock can't do the best of the vengeance.
Yeah.
A Glock can't
right.
even do it. A
can't
slander
do it.
Can't do it.
Can't
you just sit
it.
Back and you just watch what God do. You
and
know, because especially when you with Mikael, we're talking about a warring angel, and I call on
warring
that motherfucker
angel.
Quick.
That's right.
Come down, motherfucker. Come down and light they ass straight up.
That's right.
For that shit. And it'd be so funny because when the shit happens to me, you know, and I've been wrong recently, and this shit is good, but I feel good. I like to be wrong because I'd be like, do it, motherfucker, cut my throat.
Yes,
I want you
I want
to stab
you
me
to.
In the back, motherfucker, see what happens. See what happened, motherfucker. Talk shit about me and see what happened, motherfucker.
Yes.
You won't be able to move your fucking tongue for 18 years, nigga.
I know that's right. Come on.
Won't be able to speak.
That's right.
Anyway, so, but when...
that's right. That's
but
right.
When, but you sit back and you watch that shit, and the interesting thing about it is, see, we can cause things to happen, okay, because we're in the army. It's a little bit different. When you're in the army of God, it's a little bit different. That's the only thing that people see you as an individual. But if they can only read your genetic records, they would know better to fuck with you.
Period. Come
they
on,
would
man.
Know better. They would stop
that's
one
right.
before I came or before
right.
you came. You know, in other words, like Whitney said, just learn to shut the fuck up.
The fuck up.
Watch what
that's
the fuck
right.
you say.
You say.
So it's,
that's,
I, that's why I made sure I put in the description what you're saying and what you're doing, what
mm-hmm.
you're thinking and what you're doing, because we got to be conscious
right.
of that karmatic debt and karmatic credit. Because remember, there are people who don't do nothing to nobody.
Yeah.
So they say.
Yeah, so they really believe, too.
So they say. Yeah, so they really mm-hmm. believe, too. So in that instance, you know, and then you got, you know, when somebody that's constantly professing, I don't do nothing to nobody, why is this shit coming on to me? Then, bitch, maybe it's not right now. Maybe it was some shit you did back then. Maybe
right.
you,
right.
you know,
same.
Maybe you might want to go
right.
back down memory lane and figure out that shit. Because we already know that we can't hide from ourselves, and the universe
okay.
can see us regardless. The cosmos, that galactic confederation,
yes.
what I keep telling y'all, let me tell you about karma and karma debt, karma, credit, and karma debt. That shit is governed by the galactical council, okay,
mm-hmm.
the intergalactical council. It is governed by them. In other words, they open up your files, and they decide whether or not you take a debit or a credit. Okay, you take a debit or a credit. That's what they decide. And if you remember, we are all nothing but little fucking chess pieces on a chess table to these motherfuckers. This is no joke.
No
they
joke. Could
move us forward, move us back, or take us out the game completely.
Out the game. That's right.
They
That's right.
control all of this shit. I don't know how many motherfuckers believe they are gods. You are out of your fucking mind.
All right, now, tell it.
I'm sorry you are not. Even Psalms 82 said you would die like a man. So
okay.
that's not it. That's not the case. But the Intergalactic Confederation, they review each and every individual file. And what's interesting is yesterday I was going to a thing on every Wednesday night called Who's Got That Vibe? And on I-20 East, you know I'm talking about, Keith, I want you to visualize 20 West going towards Atlanta, where we always take, you know I'm talking about 20 going towards Atlanta?
Yeah.
That highway. There was a four-car accident, right? And it, obviously it just happened because the ambulance and everybody was coming. And because most people would just, you know, the lookers or the drivers that see it, basically says, damn, that was pretty bad, boy. Look at that. Oh, shit, look at that car. God damn, look at them motherfuckers, right? You know, I do that shit, too.
Yeah.
Like, god damn. But what's interesting is that, listen to what I'm saying, what's interesting is that, again, we are all small pieces on a chess table. And I said to Segmat, who was with me, I said, it's amazing how the Intergalactic Confederation or the Cosmos made sure that all four of those vehicles was traveling together at the same motherfucking time to put them in the place of an accident. And I said they had a karmatic debt to pay.
That's
they
right.
made sure that all of them. So that's just four. So let's go to Haiti,
mm-hmm.
a karmatic debt to pay.
That's right.
Chile. Our karmatic debt to pay. Now, people would say earthquake, but if you go to Chile, if you go to Haiti right now, there are survivors. I'm
That's
sorry.
Right.
There are survivors that was left untouched.
That's right.
You understand?
That's right.
That's karmatic credit. when you are left untouched. Mind you, now, if we're traveling on a highway and an accident just happened, how come you wasn't in it?
Yeah. That's right.
You understand? Yeah. How come those were left untouched? Because surely they wasn't the only four cars on that highway. And we're talking about a very busy highway. But it was only four cars that they made sure that they caused that accident. They placed them there all at the same time. This is what I'm explaining about karmatic debt. And they will put you in a place. They'll say, don't you want to go to goddamn Club 781 tonight? Hell yeah, let's go. Then they done gathered up everybody in their files to say, these motherfuckers is the ones that got to pay it in this particular region, in this particular city, in this particular town that's in a 200-mile radius or a 50-mile radius. Let's send them all telepathic messages to go to Club 780.
That's right.
And next thing you know, you go into Club 780 because you get the telepathic message that it's time to go, and it's a Saturday night, a motherfucker open fire, and only 10 people get shot. But there's about 500 people in the building.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Those are the 10 that have to pay their karmatic debt. They are good at that. Please be conscious of heaven and earth working together, because these motherfuckers don't play.
At all.
So they may got to say something. Hold on.
Okay, what I was going to add to it, you know, is, okay, let's say, for instance, you always hear of a person saying in that instance, you know what, I started to go to such and such and such, something happened,
and
there's an intervention, you know.
They would send that telepathic message saying, they say, I want to go, and then they hear a message say, don't go.
Mm-hmm.
Then they intervene and put something else in their way so they won't get to where they're going. And then they say, damn, I'm glad I didn't go.
That's right.
Because if had you not or knocked on my door, girl, I was about to go pick up Keisha and we go out to Club 79.
Yeah.
And shit like that.
And then, you know, I forgot the name of that movie. They had, like, Final Destination, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where these people could not escape. You know, like some may have escaped for a time, but they end up, you know, that just reminded me of what you said
realize.
Right. I know that.
But everybody do have a final destination because, remember, even in that movie he said that you have to be able to cheat death, and you cheat
death
and by giving life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the opposite of death is life.
Right.
So
that's
by giving life. What you got, Keita?
Oh, no, I'm just absolutely agreeing. And, you know, earlier you were speaking about intentions, too. You got to be careful about them intentions, boy. You know, everything matters. Everything counts, you know, when it comes to your karma debt. Everything counts. Everything matters. I remember being in situations, boy, and, you know, a person cheering you on, like, go ahead, girl, go ahead and do that thing. You know, you way ahead of your karma debt. You know, I was just so grateful that I was conscious enough to you know, overstand, and I knew at that point about karma, and I was like, ain't no way in hell I'm about to mess up this karma, you know, because some people will fool you and lie to you and just try to get you to say, you know, you are ahead of it, so there's room for you to go and, you know, like, mess up, but, you know, there's no room for you to do that, you know, because then that one thing that you do is going to have, like, a domino effect. You know, and, you know, when it's your time to pay, it's your time to pay. And you ain't thinking about that day you did the shit that you was doing, you know, that you was about to do or that you did.
You know what? So, nobody ever, like I said, Nikita, nobody ever sit back and say, what did I do? What did I do? You know why? Because they're always focusing on the surface of things and not the shit that's underneath the surface. In other words, everybody feel like they do no wrong.
That's
and they
right.
also feel like if they apologize, they are forgiven. But one
right.
thing I want to tell my Nuwabian family who loves to read the El Holy Tablet to be intellectual or to find spiritual guidance, something that I read years ago in that motherfucker, it says, Anu Elunelunel forgives, but the Anunnaki punishes.
That's
so
right.
even if you ask the Most High for forgiveness, the Anunnaki still going to kick your ass.
They still coming.
That's what they do. They come to punish. Well, you can't
That's
say,
right.
well, I asked God to forgive me. God did, motherfucker. We just here to goddamn get your ass. That's all.
That's right.
He still sends us out with the grenades.
Mm-hmm.
He still sends us out for that. So, I mean, you can ask for forgiveness all day long, but you still have to reap what you sow. Nobody escapes reaping. If you want to reap good seeds, then you don't want to escape getting your seeds to you. If you sowing good seeds, you don't want to escape reaping your good seeds, right? Then thus what you reap is what you going to sow.
Amen.
Thank you. What you sow is what you're going to reap.
It
goes hand in hand. Whether it's good or bad, you can't escape it. That's why it says that there's nothing that can be avoided. If there indeed are matters hidden by the masters, you need only to remember what beckons is the creative powers. That sound like a question. What beckons is the creative power? Because you got to figure out where is this shit coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You always got to put the pieces of your life together. No one is to blame. Remember that.
That's right.
No one is to blame.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But yourself.
Take responsibility.
Yeah,
that's right.
Taking responsibility. Because remember, that will shit is iffy. You can't trust that will.
Yeah.
You can't trust your own will. It is iffy.
Right.
It's the claws in that will.
That's right.
You can, but I don't think you want to.
Yeah.
That's clause. I don't think you want to do that, but you can. And because it's mentioned in Uman and Thuman that we do not force you to do right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You are free to resist because you have will.
Yeah.
That's right.
All of that is even in that same stone. Then it says, okay, but nothing can be avoided.
Nothing. That's right.
So we have to be conscious. That's why he did put that little pearl in there. To see the consequences before you act shows the mark of a profound person.
That's right.
This is how to rid yourself from karmatic debt to karmatic credit. What else you got, Keita? Segment. I miss you, Keita.
Ah, man, I miss you too, man. It's an honor and pleasure, man, to be a part of the Don Corleone show today, man. It was just, you know, I had to tell everybody today, man, you really brought joy to my heart today when you called me, man. I was thinking about you. So, you know, all praises to that new man. I'm just blessed to be here,
amen.
You know.
Amen. Another thing, too, for those that when Segment brought out, you know, what do you say, to retaliate. Another thing is that what we said is that you don't, but you just go to the Father.
That's
you know,
right.
You go to the Father, and to be honest with everybody that's listening, be it around the world or just on this side of the coast,
yeah.
is that if you know who Mikael is, the simple thing is to call on that Warren motherfucker there, because that
hey,
nigga got your back.
Man.
That motherfucker got your back. If you've been wrong...
Yes. That nigga comes out swinging hard. Yes.
And he does. That's only if you're on the side of Mikael now.
That's right.
If you're in the heavenly host, if you're in that, not straddling the fence and shit, but
yeah,
if you are, because it said that there was a choice that was made prior to the war in heaven. Mm-hmm. Those sided with Mikael and those sided with Lucifer, and then there were the undecided ones. The undecided ones was automatically destroyed.
Destroyed.
They was automatically, yeah, I mean, it's just like off with your head. But Mikael is the warring angel, and every time, and I can hear him sometimes because I fuck around and forget that you know, that I can call on that nigga.
That's
I fuck
right.
around and forget quick. Like, if somebody did me wrong, I fuck around and forget. Next thing I know, I hear that voice, that same voice. He said, y'all better be able to raise yourselves up so you can hear me.
That's
and
right.
when I hear that voice, I hear that nigga say, you want me to get him?
Get him. You want me to sick a boy?
That nigga
That's
say, you
right.
want me to get him? I say,
That's
hell
right.
yeah, go ahead for the hell of it. Let's see. This is why they move it real quick. That's
yes.
that, again, karma is only governed by the Galactical Confederation, and we already know who sits on that council.
That's right. And something that I learned from you, man, I remember you always used to say, you know, when somebody mess with me, man, and I go to Mikael, man, I remember you used to always say, man, that shit happened quick. And please believe, I've been recognizing it. It happens quick, man, to the other person. So fast, like they don't even know it happened to them, you know? They still trying to figure out what happened.
And it's funny because they would never know. And then they think that you forgave them and you let them back in. No, motherfucker, we're long spooning you now.
Amen.
We're spooning you from a distance, you motherfucker. Now you have to eat with the animals at my house.
That's right.
You
Amen.
Can't sit at my table, but you're being spoon-fed with a long handle. And what's funny about it all is that they would still come at you, which means they still didn't get it the first time, and here we go again.
Sick 'em.
Because most people are not touched. We are not touched. There's not a bruise on our body. There's not a bruise on our children. There's not a bruise on our mother and father. There's not a bruise on our family.
That's right.
The fucked up part about it, that the bruises, the hurt, the pain is on the person that's trying to cause it to you.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the suffering. You're left untouched. You're unharmed.
That's right.
Because you don't put on that armor of God. You know you can't penetrate me. Your powers is no match for the Jedi Master.
Yes.
It's
yes,
a little bit
yes.
different. So, and remember, you don't know who you're entertaining.
Okay.
So you have to be, in other words, you just need to just stop it.
You better because
it helps you and your family or whatever you're asking the heavens to give you. That's why you find yourself meeting the same motherfucker, whether it's 5 years ago, a year ago, or being out of touch with them 3 months ago, they're in the same situation.
Yeah.
You're in that same shit. You still saying the same shit you're trying to accomplish or get out of or do, then you got to figure out why your ass in that cycle of what you want to do and can't do it.
Obviously,
again, the universe, the Galactic Confederation sees us as nothing but chess pieces. They are the ones that decides whether you take one step forward or one step back, or you just stay your ass right where you at.
That's right.
Until you figure out how you will be able to pay off your karmatic debt by doing that which is right to do. Not that which is wrong to do, that which is right to do.
Yeah.
Got my girl Isis on the line with us, too. Thank you, Isis, for joining in. You're on with me, Keita, and Segment. It's a pleasure to have you on the air.
Yeah. Like a family reunion. Like the old days. Yeah, you're talking about karma debt. Yeah, you're right. I agree with you, what you just said, about waiting for them to allow you to make the moves. But one thing I did learn today is that as long as you stay in the right, stay with the right moves with the Most High or the Galactic Confederation, as you call it, you will never accumulate karma debt on this level. Because there's no way you could do wrong. As long as you're doing right above, you definitely will be doing right below. And a lot of people focus on the things that we could see. You know, it's hard to go on, like to walk on water and just to wait for them to allow you to make the move. Because they are allowing us to go through each door, you know, one or two. Sometimes some people get 10 moves at a time. It depends on how they feel. But it's hard to wait on the will of the heavens. It's hard. You get impatient.
Right, and you know what, and that's been also one of our discussions, right, our off-the-air discussions is this thing called patience. And one thing I've been watching is other people being impatient around me, right, and I'm one of them patient motherfuckers. I swear I'm that turtle that won the race with that fucking jackrabbit.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my time, broad. I ain't in no rush for nothing.
Amen.
I ain't in a hurry to get nothing done.
That's right.
I'm not going to rush until life is no fun. That's a country song, by the way. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush until life's no fun. Yeah, no, country song, man. You learn a lot from the country, motherfucker. Only thing you learn from niggas is, you know, oh, Kimbo Sabe, big ballin' is my hobby. Oh, ain't on his knees. I leave a nigga and brains on the street. Ooh, that pussy, take us to the. You don't really learn shit.
I know that.
But anyway, but this thing called patience, and I've been watching Isis. A lot of people not understanding that everything has a time. And remember, I said I was gonna find that passage in the El's Holy Tablet when they talk about time. And he says there's a time to kiss, there's a time not to, there's a time to cry, there's a time to laugh, there's a time to whatever, there's a time for things to be empty, there's a time. And he talks about right before he gets into the different types of time it is, he explains how there are what is considered the timekeepers.
That's right.
The people that keeps the time and turns the clock in each individual's life. Like some, like right now, all three of us ain't kissing nobody right now. So there's a time to kiss, there's a time not to. There's a time to have, there's a time not to have. There's a time to cry, and there's a time not to cry. So with impatience, and as Melchizedek taught us, the reward for patience is patience. It's more patience, because when you're patient for one thing, it could be 3 years and you finally get it. Then they give you more patience for whatever it was that, for whatever it is at that time now that you're waiting on. That's why the reward for patience is patience. But what I'm overstanding is from observing everybody else under the microscope is that there's a story, a real story that just happened recently where a friend of mine gave someone their information for filing purposes on the taxes.
Mm.
Well, because they were in such of a rush or in a hurry to get their money from them, they decided to pull out from them and say, give me back my shit. I want my money now, so I'm going to go give it to another motherfucker. Well, that motherfucker that they gave it to ended up fucking them out of the money.
Wow.
This is why, this is what happens when you, because you are free to do whatever you want to do because of that will. And because you don't have patience, thus you've been, it kind of alters a person's life. Whatever you do, it either helps you or hurts you. That's why it's better to be patient. Now, real story in my life is that my daughter, okay, she's 17 now, okay? That's crazy. My baby's 17. Right? My baby is 17, right? So, you know, 17 is something serious. It's just a number, but because she's of getting of age, she wants to date openly now. Mm-hmm. Openly means with me knowing. Okay? So I allowed her to go on a date with the guy, took her shopping, he took her out to eat, took her to the movies. When she's recording in the studio, he's here. I have no problem at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Patience kicked in where my daughter didn't have no patience at this time and says, and then I find out that she's had him over the home without me knowing. Okay?
No.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Okay. And now they have not seen each other since then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, and I told her, she told me, she said, Mom, had I would have been patient, it wouldn't be like this now. I said, yeah, because all you had to do was wait. All you had to do was wait or ask me. But because of because of lack of patience, it altered the whole so-called relationship with him because now he can't get to her and she can't get to him. But I did say something because I'm a whole different type of breed of mothers on the planet. I'm a mother that says, look here, bitch. Look here, bitch. I'm going to tell you one thing about how I feel about this, okay? The nigga is no longer welcome in my home. You can leave my fucking house anytime you feel like to fuck him. Said, anytime you feel like it, bitch, you can ask that nigga get you a hotel, whatever. But
whatever.
Nigga's no longer, he's not, he ain't welcome. And I would fucking shoot both of you motherfuckers. That's what I told him. So you can do what the fuck you want to do, but not in this motherfucker because you have disobeyed me. And this morning, or today, it hit me. I swear it hit me, y'all. The story of Adam and Eve.
All right.
Okay, the story of Adam and Eve. For a long time, I was on Eve's side until today. For a long time, I ain't going to lie, I see it different. For a long time, I was on Eve's side. You couldn't tell me it was Eve's fault. I would cut your throat for that. But today, I realized it because the little dude sent my daughter a text and said, and his response was, I told you, your mama don't like me no more. Right. So we having this conversation, and I said, Tierra, what did he tell you? She said, she says to me, I asked him that when he first came over, he said, is your mama home? And I said, and she said, no. He said, well, do your mama know I'm here? She said, no. He said, well, I need to leave.
That's right.
And she says, nigga, you a pussy if you do.
Wow.
So at the end of the day, and all it did was took me back to Adam and Eve, because Eve went to Adam and said, here it is right here, nigga, the apple. Take this motherfucker. Eat this shit, nigga. Yeah. And what did Adam say? No, I can't touch that. God told me that if I do, the day I should die. And all Eve said was, nigga, you a pussy.
That's right.
If you don't eat this shit, nigga, I'm going to fuck you up my damn self.
That's right.
And what ended up happening? They was cast out of the garden and all of that shit and blase, blase, and boo-doo-doo-boo-doo-boo. And so that's what I got from that shit. Like, damn, if this ain't the story of Adam and fucking Eve, because now they cast out. Now the nigga can't come. I done doused the gate with gasoline and put 2 floors up, 5 flaming floors at my house and shit. Nigga, I want you to. But I found out that it was Eve, my daughter, because she is the first, that beguiled Adam. Like,
That's right.
That beguiled Adam, because the reality of it is that I liked him.
Mm.
I did. I liked him.
Yeah.
I did. I liked the little motherfucker, but because Eve wanted to be like me, knowing good from evil,
okay,
the bitch told the nigga, nigga, bring your ass on over my goddamn house, nigga. Damn God. God, get dick. Bring your ass over.
You are crazy.
Anyway, but she says to me, if I had have been patient, this wouldn't have never happened. Because I said, you are absolutely right. All you had to do was call me and ask if he can come over. I would have said, yeah.
Yeah.
And that just altered everything. So I've been watching everybody, patience and their impatience, Isis, and where it alters everything based on their impatience. It changes people's lives when they want to now take things in their own hands.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, I have to even learn from my own impatience, you know. And the thing that I learned is that you never get out of going through your test. So you could, like, if you push it and you make it move through impatience, it comes around again. And then the best thing we could do is remember what happened the last time when you had to have patience, you know, that you didn't have patience and you was trying to move. Well, it's one of the stones when it says that you can't, like, what's the stone about moving the water or tugging on the shoots? Once you plant the seeds every day, going out there trying to make it grow faster, you just cannot do that. And you never get out of learning the lesson. So that's the good thing. If you learn your lesson about altering your path, like your natural path that's already set for you, and then there's a path of desires, like things that you just want to do. And the earlier in age that, you know, we learn this, then the sooner you can go on to having a fulfilled life. Because I really thought, I guess I was blessed. Like, I just went along with, I listened to my mother. Like, my mother was very controlling. So I didn't really know that you had a lot of choices in life. Because it's like, you're going to do what I say or die. You know, my mother was, like, real forceful. And then she'll get others to join in with her if I seem like I was trying to break out of it. So only as an adult, maybe when I got 25 to 30, I started making choices. And I really wasn't good at it in my personal life. I was good at it, you know, like in my professional life. And as a mother, okay, I was pretty good. I was pretty consistent. I didn't really change much. So that alleviated that, but it's real important if they learn consequences young, like you know you're able to process it with her, that you altered the course of something. Now you may have to forfeit it and wait until the next person comes along that you love, I like, and that you think you could be with, and it could be years. You know what I'm saying? But that's the price you pay when you rush something, when you choose to move time yourself instead of,
right, take matters in your own hands, because we are still connected to that spiritual umbilical cord.
Yep.
And remember, the way we see our children as adults, where we want them to ask for permission is as above, still so below, that we should always ask for permission to our spiritual mothers and fathers, because it helps. I'm telling you, the shit helps. I'm telling you, who laugh? I'm telling you, that shit helps. If you just stop and just, before you do a thing, you just say, hey, mom, dad, is it okay if I?
That's right.
And may I have your permission to? I'm telling you, that was like one of my first initiations in 2001. That's all I went through. I had to stop before I did anything and ask the heavens, if it's in your will, let it be possible. Let it happen.
Hey.
And I would wait patiently. And I swear, them patience was like 2 minutes. And the shit will come. The phone will ring or knock at the door. I mean, it'd be so perfect. And when I used to give this testimony in church, right, because it was all started with me smoking, because everybody would say, you don't need to smoke. Smoking is bad for you, this, that, and the third. But I remember, and I will never forget, even if I had Alzheimer's, that, you know, I remember when he came to me and said, I never asked you to change. You changed
right.
Everybody. I liked you for you. I was blessing you regardless of what you was inhaling or exhaling.
That's
or what
right.
you was wearing or what you were doing or what you were saying.
Yeah.
I liked you for you. I never asked you to change.
That's
so then
right.
I started to, so then I asked for permission. Well, may I, if it's in your will, can I have a cigarette? Now, remember, at this time in my life, I didn't have an income, what most people would consider a job. So
right.
all my income came from what is considered miracles that I relied on, even up to right now, okay?
Amen.
Motherfucker asked me what the fuck I'm doing. I'm normally doing nothing. I don't have to clock in. I stay in.
Come on, man.
Okay?
Yes,
and
Lord.
My income comes from kingdom come. So I don't know when. Like I said, give us this day our daily bread. So I get mine. Okay, because I stay clocked in. If the devil's working 24 hours, I'm working 27.
I know that's right.
But, so I didn't like I could easily just, you know, go in my wallet and just pay for the things. But it was interesting because then you started, in other words, you're testing. If they're testing you, then I say test the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe at this point that there is, because I remember Isis said, like you would say, the Galactic Confederation, so right now it's belief, but start to test that shit, and you will find out that the shit becomes no longer believable. You know it exists, because when I ain't have shit, right, when I didn't know where my income was coming from, and I said, well, if it's possible, may I have permission to, you know, to smoke? You know, and you know I ain't got no money, so, you know, if it's in your will, then I know you'll make a way. And something as simple as buying, and my cigarettes are very expensive compared to Newport's, Camels, and goddamn Marlboros and Benson and Hedges and all the rest of them motherfuckers, okay? My cigarettes literally says luxury on that motherfucker. It's a little bit different, okay? And all of a sudden, it'll be a knock on the door. I'll give you $10 if you take me to the store.
Mm-hmm.
A phone call would come, and I'd be like, thank you so much, right? Yes. And that's that yes in your life.
Amen.
Because the heavens will give you a yes. Because remember, if the cosmos always have the first move, and it's spiritual first, then physical second, that means everything have already happened before you know it, and you're just going to reap it on the physical part. They've already made their decision. They made
That's
their
right.
decision of who's going to listen in on the show tonight. They've already
right.
made that decision. They made that decision of who was going to be in that car wreck, which was four cars. They have put
right.
everybody together at one time because the decision has already been made. There's no chances in this motherfucker in the form of choices. There was not a choice that you decided to call.
That's right.
There's not a choice. They've already formulated in the equation of who's going to be on listening and who's going to be on talking, who's going to be on just observing. They've already made up this shit. This is, and you know when I found out recently that there's nothing that has not been done? Remember the chief would say there's nothing new above or below the sun?
That's
Can
right.
I fucking tell you that that shit is real?
I know it's real. That's
Can I
right.
fucking tell? Now, there was a time when I only equated that saying to information.
That's right.
There's nothing new above and below the sun. And then he would give examples of how they're creating this, like, fucking Superman is back and Spider-Man is back and Iron Man is back. Star Trek is back. Star Wars is back and all that type of shit. But eliminate entertainment and deal with yourself.
Right.
And you will find out that you did nothing new. The same people that you know now, you've always known.
That's right.
What you did today, you did that eons ago.
That's right.
What you wore today, you wore that same shit eons
ago. That's right. That's right.
That's what's so crazy about it, that there's nothing new above and below the sun. Now, I'll give you an example. Maybe it's me. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, you watch a movie, and it's your first time watching the fucking movie. Your first time watching it, you know it's your first time. After the movie goes off, hours pass, you have a flash of seeing that movie again.
That's right.
Is it me, or I'm the only motherfucker that's been here several times?
Nah, that shit is true.
You understand what I'm saying? And then you know it's not deja vu because deja vu feels like something different.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But you'll be like, wait a minute, I've seen that shit before. Is it me or I'm the only one?
Hell nah, nigga. That shit is right and exact.
Yes, after it's been done. Segment is asking, not before you've seen it. Let me do it again, okay? Have you ever watched this your first time? You know for sure it's your first time. Let me tell you how you know, because the movie just came the fuck out.
That's right.
Okay? The movie just came out. You finished watching the movie. Hours later or the next day, it hits you like, nigga, I've seen that shit before.
I've seen it. That's right.
It feels like a deja vu, but it's not, because remember, deja vu is something totally different. You stop and say, wait a minute, that was deja vu.
That's right. Yeah.
At the point of deja vu.
Yeah.
That's how you know that there's nothing new. People you know, you've been known them. You was going to meet them again on September the 15th, 2010. You was going to meet them again. This shit is nothing fucking new. Do you understand me? That's why they're saying we're giving you a chance to do it again. That's how you know you done been on this motherfucker before. Because according to y'all, that movie just came out Friday.
Okay.
How come I done already seen that shit? And I don't mean bootleg or the shit I was able to get on the internet. that's how you know. And I remember somebody saying to me recently, they said something to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, their family house got broken into. And they had to put a door up, a security door on it. And so I'm listening to them go through all of this stuff of putting security doors up, and they was like, well, the door, I had to fix the door. It was too small, or like we had to widen it up. And after I hung up, I said, that shit happened before. I remember hearing that same shit before. So I called the person back, and I said, I've been on you. You know I had to say that shit. Like, nigga, I've been on you.
Yeah.
Who laughing?
Me, because that's right. You so right.
Yeah, it's just certain things will let you know, and it's not deja vu. It's just will let you know, like, wait a minute. And then you have to ask the motherfucking nigga, did that shit happen to you before? No.
Exactly.
Did you have to go through the same shit with the door again before? No. Then, nigga, I've known you before. It's so interesting that we've done everything before. They just given us a chance to do it right this time.
You know how I know I did it before my whole fucking life? Because about 2 weeks ago, I was like, I am so unenthused with this shit. Like, it was so fucking boring. Like, I feel like I already know everything that's going to happen today, tomorrow, next week, 3 weeks from now. And somebody called me, and it was like, well, why you don't stop? They told me something. And I was like, oh, I'm happy for you. And I was like, this shit happened. So I heard this so many times already that I couldn't get excited. And I was like, how do people get excited? Like, I'm 40 years old. By the time you're 40, I don't really think there's any new experiences. I don't think there's nothing that really could surprise you. I really don't. I'm trying to think of, like, you know, I'm starting to ask people who are 50. So, like, what do you get excited about? And it's really nothing. They're, like, so calm in their life once they hit 40 on, because everything, you're right, you already experienced it. So now you're just, like, waiting, just hoping to get through and do it right this time. So you'll have to do the shit again. And then it's always in the back of your head, I hope I get this right. I often get this right because it becomes boring. It's like uneventful. It's like, what else could I do? Where else could I be besides here?
Well, no. That's how we start to change it or to change what we think that we haven't done before, which is going to lead us up to doing something that we done already did eons ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why the shit is so crazy, because if you look at the movie and study Yes Man, and even the chief did The Strangest Secrets and like the AEO Revelations, which is tremendously nothing but pearls throughout. It's just very simple fucking jewels. But jewels. But in Yes Man, that's what that little crazy white guy, Jim Carrey. But in Yes Man, you know, his life was just like what you was explaining. It was just nothing. It was nothing new. It was like boring, no excitement, no fucking nothing. And it was because he was accepting no. And not only he was accepting no, the key word is that the word no was coming out of his mouth.
Mm.
Okay? See, that word no is a motherfucker.
Yeah. Right.
And so he went to this seminar called Yes or whatever, and at the end of the day, he had to understand that this is the time of your life where you start to accept yes. And it was funny because I just saw it a couple of days ago, and I was in this same thing like you're talking about, Isis, where I would say no to everybody. Girl, we want to invite you over to such and such. And I'm like, no. Don't you come over? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
When the last time you been? No. Have you ever wanted to? No. I swear, my life was like that for a minute, right? And I'm watching this shit like, damn, because we can find ourselves living a life that's uneventful. And yes means to live.
That's right.
Yes means to live. No means you're going to die. It just means you're going to die. And okay. Interesting thing enough, his first test, he had to say yes to a homeless guy. And this nigga asked the motherfucker to take him all the way up to some park. Once you see the movie, but it feels like the nigga spent 30 minutes driving, and the nigga and the homeless guy, he said, can I use your phone too? So the nigga ended up using all his battery juice up on the phone by the time he finally get there. So he has no, his battery is dead. And also, he ends up running out of gas after he dropped the motherfucker off.
Yeah.
Okay. And me and my daughter is watching this, my 17-year-old, and I'm explaining to her that now he's about to, it looks as if he shouldn't have done it. And that's what most people feel like with their karma goodness, is that when you do something good, they feel like something bad now it just happened. So in his sense, something bad happened because now he's out of gas and he can't call AAA or somebody to come get him. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens because now there's another equation. So he walks down the hill and get gas and meets the love of his life.
Mm-hmm.
But I left out one good thing, one good piece, something that most people do not like to do. The homeless guy, before he get ready to get out the car, he says, can I have some money?
Money.
And the dude gives him some change, a few dollars, and he said, can I have all your money? And the motherfucker had to say yes and gave it to him. So, and at the end of the day, remember now, this guy is in a debt, he's in a job he's in, and ain't had a raise, ain't had none of that, but he meets the love of his life, and a little bit later in the movie, he ends up getting a $65,000 plus raise. And that's when I explained to Tierra, I said, because he gave that, he got more in return. Because he gave all his money, he even got more money because of that. All of that is really, that movie is based on karma, debt, and karmatic credit. And remember the who seen the movie? Is it you, Keita? You saw that shit?
Yeah, I seen it.
Okay, so you remember the dude said if you say no, consequences you will have to suffer.
Yeah. Yep.
If you say no, you will have to suffer consequences, and it will change immediately.
Yeah.
So, and we were able to see a little bit of those consequences, you know, in his shit. But all of that is about karmatic debt and karmatic credit, because his life started to get better. It becomes eventful. He started taking up Korean language. He started, you know, guitar lessons. Kind of remind me of me. Oh, Keita, do you know I play the guitar now, baby? I play bass, electric, and acoustic. Yes, bitch. Yes, bitch. I have a life. I'm no longer accepting no in my life. I'm a yes.
Oh, that's what's up.
And Keita plays the drum for her church now. So, yeah, big ups with that, man. Big ups with that.
All right,
man.
Now. All right.
that means, because we do have to start to live our life. We have to live it vivid, even though we've done it before, but it could assist us, because we all we know is we got one shot at this, even though we've done it so many times before.
That's right.
That's all we know. What you got?
Shit, that's right and exact, man. One thing I wanted to touch on real quick was when Isis was talking about, you know, being in the patience and being patient and, you know, being impatient and, you know, having the tendency to forget. And it's because of your impatience, you being impatient by the time, say, the test comes around again, because you were so impatient before, it's like, you know, you do forget right away. So, you know, you will continue to go through that test. You know, you're going to go through that test of learning what you're supposed to learn. And basically, really, it all dependent on or relying on your patience. Because by the time the test come around, most of the time, the second time around or the third time around, you done forgot. So, you know, and being patient, in your being patient, you kind of like you learn, you know, that's when you begin to learn from what you did, the mistake that you made, and, you know, to fix it. You'll be able to recognize it during your patience, you know, your point of where you have to be patient.
Right. I see your mic. Wait. This motherfucker tripping here, boy. Okay, you're on, Isis.
Okay, they want to knock me off the line and everything while I'm trying to get my life together, right?
Get that karma.
They trying to keep me in the wheel. I ain't going back on the merry-go-round again, though. That's bullshit. I'm going to just jump off and take the consequence. But, yeah, that's real important in this day and time to – like, we have to teach the little ones about karma. Like, you talked about this, I think, a week ago about children not knowing that they start to accumulate karma debt whenever they're actually considered a woman in the eyes of nature or a man in the eyes of nature. So by the time you get to be 17 or 18 or 21, whatever age you consider yourself to be grown, you have already accumulated so much karma debt, you know, from things that you're not even aware of, that it makes you impatient because you're like, you're ready to get into the game of life. And sometimes you got to wait your turn. You can't. It's not your turn based on the things that
it's so funny, Isis, the way they trip all of us up with this shit about life and getting in the game, because my daughter was saying it recently, you know, I can't wait when I turn 18 or whatever like that because of boo, 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 boo. And I'm ready to get in that game. And I said, bitch, believe it or not, ho, you already in the game of life. I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah.
You're already in it. It's not society only says, nigga, when you're 18, you can go drink or buy some cigarettes, motherfucker. But nature says, bitch, you ready to think.
That's right. You've been in the game.
Yeah. So, you know, I had to remind her that you have to remember that what you do, you are responsible for that shit, and you have to pay the piper for it, whether it's good or bad. But we've already set up our karmatic credit account for our children prior before nature says they are man and they are woman, or, you know, of age to take responsibility. The difference is that we just don't know how much credit they got. And nobody knows how much credit you have with karmatic credit. You really don't know until you give it a try. You want to test your karma.
Yep, that's the truth.
You
want
to test your – I mean, my shit get withdrawn quick, so I don't fuck with it. I mean, it's as above, so below. As soon as you take money out the bank, I don't think you're going to get a check to put back in there until about 7 days or 2 weeks later. Okay, it's the same shit. So my debt, I mean, soon as if I do a wrongful act, nigga, I'm fucked.
Don't write a check that your ass can't cash.
Amen. That's what that means. You don't want to write a check your ass can't cash, motherfucker. And that's the shit. That's the most important rule is you just don't know how much credit you have. The only way you'll know is if your ass in debt.
That's
the only thing you would know if you're in debt. If you're in debt right now, if you have karmatic debt right now that you are reaping, then you might want to start to sow some good credit. You might want to change your credit, change your karmatic pole, and shift that motherfucker to good. And all of that is by simply doing good deeds. It's that simple. Not backstabbing, not slandering, not lying on a motherfucker, not trying to deceive a nigga so you can get what you want out of them. Not none of that shit, because that shit come right back on. You ever notice if a motherfucker tell you about another motherfucker, and that motherfucker be like some shit like, you know, that motherfucker there, you know, that motherfucker there ain't shit. That motherfucker there is a low life. Or that motherfucker blase, blase, and blase, blase. That motherfucker can't do shit. That motherfucker yada, yada, yada. And if you sit back and you start to watch the same person that tells you about somebody else, they tend to start to go through the same shit that they said about that person.
That's true.
That's karma debt. Now you got to pay the piper. Because we have to start to reverse things. Instead of saying that a person is this, that, and a third, that it could be low, then we have to say, how can we help this person get up?
That's right.
Because that's what is considered a good karmatic credit in saying, how can we help this motherfucker then? So most people are catching it based on their words, not just their actions, but action speaks louder than words. But words and actions are as equal.
They are equally
the same. You're going to still reap whatever you say and what you do. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to reap that. So, and like me, I'm going to tell you one of my biggest karmatic debts. And I have, and every time, it's funny, but every time I say, Lord, please forgive me, when I call a motherfucker fat. When I call a motherfucker fat, I'd be like, that fat ass bitch, ooh, Lord, please forgive me. Every time I fucking call a motherfucker fat, I gain 5 pounds.
5 pounds.
I'd be like, hell no. I have to catch myself. I cannot call a motherfucker fat. I can't call a motherfucker ugly. You notice that most people who be like, look at that ugly motherfucker, and you look at the person that's saying it, they get uglier and uglier. Like, nigga, what's happening to you? Like, if I'm telling you, start watching that shit, or watch yourself if you one of the motherfuckers that be saying that shit. I'm telling you, you get uglier and uglier. I know they put 5 pounds on every time I call a motherfucker fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I be working out. Like, how the fuck this happened? You call that motherfucker fat. Remember I told you in the beginning of the show, you got to sit back and say, what did I do? And every time I ask that, they come right to me and say, bitch, you call that motherfucker fat.
Mm-hmm.
You call it, I don't give a fuck what you do. You can fast, you can run fast, but bitch, you gonna get these 5 pounds. You gonna add this shit. I have to watch myself. I have to watch that shit. I have to watch my tongue, because my tongue is so sharp it can cut my own throat, and so does everybody else's tongue. It can cut your own throat. So you gotta watch what the fuck you say. That's the key.
It's hard to clean up that karma debt because you don't know how much it costs. You'd be like, I ain't done yet. You'd be like, I ain't done yet. You know when you know you begin to do something good, and you'd be like, damn, all of that. You said one little thing, and then it could take like 6 months worth of doing something that's, you know, like hard. It could take one little word or one little thought could, for some people, not for everybody, because some people don't have no power. But once you get the power of utterance, like, they do hold you accountable. They do start deducting and taking those credits out of your account, because at the same point, at the same time, you're able to accumulate it very quickly also if you're careful about the things that you say and think. So it's like a double-edged, you know, people want to be able to have power over things in their lives, but at the same time, it's like a big responsibility, because you cannot, like, fall back down to your lower your old ways. Once you're raised up, you're responsible now. Even if you don't remember that you're not aware of, you know, whatever you're doing or saying, like how it's affecting other people, or how it's going out there and formulating things that is going to cause karma on your children. You know, I'd rather pay the karma myself, you know, and then have my children have to take karma for me that, you know, or have family karmatic debt. Because it's like I taught them, like, this is okay to do. So they doing something that they don't even realize is wrong, because this is what we do in my family.
Okay, so in making everything right, or in increasing your karma credit, the ones that you've wronged, would you say, the ones that you've wronged, or, you know, certain situations, you have to go back and you know, make amends.
I never get the same people. I get worse people than those people whoever I said something about. It seems like I get worse people. I don't never get
the... That's the saying when it says stop one before me. In other words,
mm-hmm.
the way is not really going back and apologizing. You just have to stop doing wrong.
Yeah.
That's where that stop one before me come at. Because then if you say, you know what, I'm done backstabbing, I'm done lying, I'm done deceiving, I'm done trying to goddamn steal bitches, niggas, or take a business position at a job or whatever, I'm just fucking done. Then all of a sudden you get a new job and, you know, and they put you back in the same situation, just a different face, just
right.
different everything, and see if you stop one before me.
Yeah,
that's right.
They just want to see. They're like, well, let's get a test. Because remember, you are nothing but a piece on a chess table. And they set these forms. They set every fucking thing up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't play with them motherfuckers. I don't play. Well, you remember they used to be like, if you be good, God going to strike you down? That's what that shit mean. I don't play with them motherfuckers. See, God is really kind of, it doesn't really exist in a sense. But Cosmos, the Intergalactic Confederation, I've seen every last one of them. They took me to their council meeting. I don't play with that shit. I seen every last one of them motherfuckers sitting at a goddamn table with a bunch of files. And
yep.
one of those files was my brother's name came up, and they had me there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget that shit. From that point on, nigga, that's when they say, you better watch what you say, God don't like ugly and all that other shit, because them motherfuckers will pull your ugly-ass file up and put that motherfucker open it wide open and say what we want to do. Because remember, when they did all these little movies to show that there are something bigger and greater than you that are moving your ass and setting you up to be in this particular place at this particular time, and that one of those movies was called Clash of the Titans, where they were
yeah.
able to move these little motherfuckers and send you little gifts if they like you.
Yeah.
They were showing that shit.
Yeah.
So with people that you wrong, you don't go to the people. You just stop the action itself.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. Or do it again and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, like it says, nigga, you are free to resist.
You
have that will to do right or wrong, good or bad in your life. Just be ready to reap the benefits.
That's right.
You want to if you feel lucky.
Yeah, don't be trying to feel lucky. You fuck around and feel lucky on the wrong motherfucker. I feel lucky. I think I can get this motherfucker. This shit look like an easy come up. Bullshit. Bullfucking shit. They finna set your ass back. Everybody cannot escape from suffering. There is nobody on this planet that has not suffered.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because you have to get it right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they
you can be wealthy in suffering. I mean, look
that's
at your
right.
nigga. Look at your nigga being taken through. My baby daddy, Tiger. Cheetah. He's a cheetah now. He's no longer a tiger. Look at my nigga. Nigga is a billionaire. You can't escape it. You have to. I'm telling you, everything you fucking do, you better make sure that you got permission to do it.
Yeah.
That's right.
That way, because remember with Job, the devil said, nigga, you have a protection around that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's the blessing. Because most people can do what is considered unlawful to society, but because they're protected, they can't be touched. Look at Prince.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
You know, just look at a lot of these motherfuckers that you figure, why ain't they never popped up in the news?
Yeah.
That's
and they've
right.
been out for years,
yeah.
since
mm-hmm.
the day we were born.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Those called the hedges, my nigga. They got
mm-hmm.
some hedge on them.
Mm-hmm.
They got some hedges. They got that protection.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what you got, Keita?
Shit, I'm in agreement with you. That's exactly right.
And you really don't know if you got protection or not, but just try it and test it and see if you do.
I was about to say, you'll know. You got to try it, though. You'll know.
Yeah, you fuck around and test that shit. Jump off a bridge or something. See if they change the fucking scene and put a mattress below that motherfucker or something.
They might do some dream catcher shit on you.
You know, but again, how to rid yourself from karmatic debt, you got to do right. Like, most people can't take what's going on in their life. That's only because they haven't sat down sensibly to figure out why did they magnetize misfortune.
Yeah.
They ain't sat down, so then they will result to bringing harm to others or harm to themselves, which makes it even more dangerous to live, to walk in their own shoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, but regardless of how much money it is or how big of a house or how great of a companion you have, none of that still eliminates you from karmatic debt or karmatic credit. See, most people look at, if I had the money, my life would be better. Nope, that ain't it, because this nigga's got money. There's got a whole bunch of karmatic debt catching it every day.
Yeah,
that's right. So that's not it. That's not it. It's, remember, person, places, and things is a spell within itself. So that's not the spell that you that could eliminate your debt.
Yeah.
It's good to have money, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that still doesn't, you can't pay money, you can't pay karma the physical U.S. dollar. I'm sorry.
Right.
Them motherfuckers, you cannot do that.
Yeah.
You sure can't.
You know, you can't pay it with your degree.
Yeah.
And
nope.
You can't pay it with your firstborn either.
And you can't pay it with your firstborn either. Right. And you can't pay it with your, I had a good one too, Isis. I had a real good one. You can't pay that shit. No, you can't pay it with your looks either. Damn, I had a good one. You can't. I had a good one though. I swear it was good. I swear.
I mean, none of that shit. Believe she be like, really? Karma don't want to hear none of that shit. If you try it, she had more. She like, oh, you think you ain't gotta pay me? You must be crazy. I'm gonna give you another payment plan.
Yeah, because then they'll take everything they gave you away anyway. You can't pay. It's no swap, no swindle.
Yeah.
No.
No swap, no swindle. You have to swap it. You have to swap your debt for credit. That's how they came up with the debit and credit system anyway for us.
Mm-hmm.
As above, so below. They tapped into that shit where they knew we got to give people what is called credit and debt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can check your credit score. I bet you can't check that shit with karma. But testing and see how high that shit is.
Holiday karma.
Yeah, but it's all based on your actions. That's why when you pull up your credit report, it's based on what you've done and what you haven't done. And then they have them little things that says yes, no, delinquent, and all that other shit.
Right. And then the people that have no credit.
And what's that called when that shit be like, when you ain't did a goddamn thing? It's called in collections. That means they about to call your ass and say, you got to pay this.
Right.
They all got that shit from heaven. I'm telling you, everything is designed basically the way the universe is designed. It's as above, so below. And don't you hate when the motherfuckers call you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's the same shit. It's no difference than karma coming to get that shit from your ass. You got to pay it. You got to pay it. But you don't do, I mean, like on this side, I really don't give a fuck about this particular credit. Because remember now, when I got my second Jag with Jaguar credit, that bitch said, look here, God wants you to have some. Your credit ain't got shit to do with it. From that point on, I said, fuck all my creditors. I ain't paying you shit.
Yep.
I got credit stored with God, motherfucker. And let me explain how that shit works, and I got 12 minutes to explain it. How that shit work is, if they want you to have it, you're going to have it anyway. That's why you don't have to rush for nothing. You don't have to really want for shit. All you have to do is be patient and wait till they say, get up, leave the house, go left, drive down the street, go to the right, stop right there in that lot. That's how they fucking run your ass. Because I tell you, they control you. You can't control you.
Right.
You fuck around and control you, motherfucker. None of us are in position to control ourselves. You want me to tell you why? Because we don't like the word no.
Yeah.
You know? If a motherfucker, if we want some shit so bad, I don't care if it's a house, a nigga, a job, a car, or whatever, we cannot get it. Why we can't get it? Why we can't get it?
Because
we're not in control. They put people around to say, you know what, we're going to give you $1 million credit line.
Yeah.
You know what, we're going to give you this house. It's shit like that that they set in place for us. It's the same place that they set for people when we see them and they sign $1 million contracts. It's just that we think that they just happened to sign a million-dollar contract. No, they put the right people in place to have them sign that contract. They control everything. I don't know why people want to say the Illuminati, Hollywood, or whatever the fuck is going on. That, you know, because as soon let me fuck around and get into the multi-billion-dollar club. Every last one of you motherfuckers, including my brother's going to do a show saying, do you think that my sister sold out to the Illuminati?
Exactly.
Do you think she's part of the Luciferian conspiracy?
Exactly.
Are you fucking kidding me, nigga?
Who? You already know it.
It kind of works like that, okay? You know what I mean? That's how that shit works. It's gonna always be like that. When you get your reward, the first thing they're gonna say is, this bitch done sold out.
That's right.
Did you see the sign, the symbol she threw up?
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny, that same symbol that Beyonce and Kanye and Jay-Z is throwing up is the fucking Egypt. It's the fucking AEO symbol.
Amen. They said,
nigga, is that Masonic? Is that the devil order? That shit is funny as hell to me. So it's just, when you get your shit, who gives a fuck what they say? Because every time I got mine, and mine was basically a little bit to those who had not.
Mm-hmm.
But motherfuckers is looking down on the higher level of the physical plane. I'm like, that bitch ain't got shit.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how that shit works. It's always going to play itself out like that. Mm-hmm. But with karma, they put everything, the Intergalactic Confederation, they line your shit up. Yeah. It may look like you ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
It may look like you ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, everybody is looking in your window, and they don't understand how the fuck that happened overnight.
That's right.
Because we don't depend on miracles. We rely on them.
We rely on them. Come on now.
We
know
rely
that's
on
right.
them. We're not trying to
that's
hold your
right.
applause for after the show. We're not trying to, you know, we're not trying to, what Isis said, pull on the new shoes. I ain't interested in none of that shit. All I want to do is enjoy my cigarettes and my children and wipe my ass with some toilet tissue when I shit.
Some soft toilet paper.
Some silk. Do without doing and everything gets done. Like most
done.
People say, you know, and it's funny because you never know, like most of the black sheeps of the family, the only reason why they are considered black sheeps because it look like they ain't doing shit. They doing everything outside of the system.
Yeah.
What
That's
system?
Right.
Right.
They doing everything outside the system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the system says you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, then you are the black sheep of the family.
That's right.
You doing everything outside of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And because you're doing everything outside of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and everybody else is doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 except for you, you are considered a black sheep. And then all of a sudden, one motherfucking day, and I say one motherfucking day, the Galactic
okay.
Confederation opens up that black sheep folder.
That's right.
They file and started to say, okay, right now on today, we're gonna send them a telepathic message, tell them to get to the grocery store quick to buy some milk.
Mm-hmm.
They done already set the formula up. They sent them
That's
to the grocery
right.
store quick to buy some milk. They at the grocery store. Now they set the scene where there is somebody that is whatever.
Right.
They has the key to their new life.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they say, they seize the moment. They already know they're going to do it because they already drew out the fucking equation. They already see it because, remember, we've done this so many times before. We just forgot that we've been here before, that we've had this conversation before. We forgot that we all are nodding our heads when we said, mm-hmm, that's right. It's nothing new.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, their whole life changes, and they're no longer the black sheep. You know what they are? They become the savior to the family because now everybody that was in their bloodline that had basically cast them out as no of wasted goods are now coming to them saying, can you please help me?
Yeah. Can you help me out, please?
Can you help me out, please?
Yeah.
Can you help me out, please?
Please.
Can
please
you help me
help.
Out, please? Now, for all those who are black sheep of the family that's in attendance today, remember these simple things I say to you right now. Repeat after me when the motherfuckers come to you with that shit. You say, did you give me water when I was thirsty?
Hey, man, come on, dog.
Did you
tell
feed
it now.
Me when I was hungry?
Come
did
on
now. Did you clothe me when I was naked?
Yes.
Then I never
knew
you.
Come on now.
I never knew you. Because remember, the Bible says, do not cast your pearls into swine. To swine. You can't do it. You
that's
have to
right.
ask those questions. Remember when
oh,
I was down, motherfucker? Remember you kicked me? Remember you kicked me, motherfucker? So why the fuck should I do anything for you? Remember
thank
now,
you.
This came from Jesus first. Jesus said that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did. He said, I never knew you.
Never
I never
knew
fucking knew you. You ain't do none of this shit for me. I remember you, motherfuckers.
All right.
I remember you.
Right.
I'd be a damn fool to do that. And what happened even in when Jesus was given, when Jesus was blessed with the many miracles of all them babies that was in the town of Southwest Atlanta, Georgia and shit, and he was just giving his own children's blessings and shit, and this white bitch just pops up and say, nigga, you help me? Can you help me, nigga?
Hmm.
A nigga say, no, it is not me. It ain't right for me to give my blessing that God gave me to give to these motherfuckers to you.
All
it ain't right.
Right. It ain't
and
right.
Then we can take it to the little red hen with the grain of wheat. All of these stories are wisdom.
Yes.
Did you help me, motherfucker? No.
All
then
right.
I'm giving it all to my children.
That's right.
I'm sorry. That's just the way it has to be. And trust me, karma will give you more credit.
Amen.
She'll give you more credit because you do have to ask those questions. Did you help me out, motherfucker? That's all
yes.
I want to know. Did you look
that's
out
right.
for your girl? Oh,
that's
you did?
Right.
Then don't even come at me. I don't give a fuck about your problems.
Come on now.
I'm on the mount with God, bitch. Stay in the valley of humiliation.
All right.
That's your karma debt that
that's
you got
right.
to pay.
Yeah, that's right.
Until you start to do right by me, bitch, anything you think about gonna fail.
Go fail. Yes,
that's
Lord.
What all that shit means, because now because you say vengeance is mine, says the Lord. God damn it. But that's what they always do to the black sheep. Because the black sheep is going to get its day.
That's right.
You know, it's going to get its day. You kicked me when I was down. You talked about me behind my back instead of saying, how can we help her or
that's
him?
Right. That's right.
How can we help her or him?
That's right.
So with all of that shit starts to fucking change because it didn't change because they were down. It changed because God wanted to see them see you for what you really are.
Yeah.
That's all. Then you're back on the mount. You're
Amen.
Back on the mount. And that's how that story goes.
Amen.
I got 3 minutes remaining left on the air. How to rid yourself from karmatic debt to karmatic credit. Keto, man, what's that plug for our new show? That's the after party for a minute, man. We're going to our new show. His show starts at 11 o'clock in about 3 minutes.
Yes, the Prince and New Show. The number is 347-324-3393.
Say that shit again.
347-324-3393.
I'm writing it down. 324.
Okay. 3393.
I got it. But what's the link? I mean, how do we go on the internet? Blogtalk.com/what?
Prince at New.
Oh, okay. That's it?
Yeah, the Prince at New Show.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up. And again, remember, we're going to work on setting our times up again at 12 o'clock. P.M., the Donna Corleone Show, 7 days a week. We're working towards that to get this thing back on and popping. If you have not, make sure you become a friend to All Eyes on Egypt Worldwide on Facebook, and also join alleyesonegypt.ning.com and stay up to date. And also, don't forget, georgiagossip.ning.com is the after show. But we're going to go holler at Prince and New, show him some love. Thank you, Isis. Thank you, Keita, so much. I love you both, and may God bless you and heaven shine upon you. This is the Donna Corleone Show. We love you all, and you all have an awarding day. Peace.
Peace. Yeah, it's real talk, real talk. Yeah, it's real talk, real talk. Yeah, it's real talk, real talk. Yeah, it's real talk, real talk.
The Donna Corleone Show is on the radio. This is the end of the Donna Corleone Show. Y'all niggas looking like three toes. Get them all interested in their motherfucking back row. Georgia Gossip.com is the after show. You want to play with my after show? Gotta pay at the door just to see the show. Now come on.
Hey.
Yeah, it's real talk. Real talk.
Real talk?
Yeah, it's real talk. Real talk.
Real talk.
Yeah, it's real talk.
Real talk.
Damn, my battery going dead.
216, you know I open your mic, baby. I saw your hand go up. You must took it down.
Yep. It's time to put this number in.
Say what?
Oh, you hear me?
Huh?
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, ooh, I thought I clicked off. Oh, no, I was just trying to put this number in, but I know the show was over. I was just trying to say what's up. But, no, I actually pressed the basket. I was trying to put the number in.
Oh, which one? Which one you want? And news show?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
347.
Uh-huh.
324-3393.
3393. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that was a great show, though. I meant to call in, chime in, but I was at work and everything.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Yeah, but I try to talk to y'all later and everything.
I know it. All right, man, it's been real. Let's just go on next door, man. Let's holler at Prince and New. I see you on the line, baby.
Okay.
All right, peace.
Peace.
I said, your hand, your mic is open.
Open. How my mic is open?
Your mic. I see your hand, though. I'm like, what's she raising her hand for, man? Come on, let go next door.
What's the number? Text it to me.
Okay, I'll text it to you now.
All right.
Please.
Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach up. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don Napoleon on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Don Napoleon! Oh my God, Don Napoleon!
Thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don? Oh my God, that's her.
Welcome everybody to the Don Napoleon Show on blogtalkradio.com, Georgia Gospel, please believe it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in on Thursday, the Don Napoleon Show. Of course, we got to let everybody know we do the show every Thursday. Now, God be willing. Also, I am your host, Don Napoleon.
And I am Isis.
What up, Isis? How you doing?
What's up? I'm great. Fantastic.
You know, it's a lot going on, you know, about, you know, and, you know, we supposed to did our show last week to talk about this whole, you know, earthquake thing and Majiggy and all that good stuff in Haiti.
Yeah. I was looking at it yesterday on the internet, and I got so mad after I saw it, like, they taking all of the children out of the country, all of the children. All of a sudden, they have all of these adoptive homes for these little black kids, all these white families kissing them and hugging them. And I just got so fucking mad. I was like, they're going to take all the children out the country. When the earthquake only hit the city, what about the rest of them? I'm sure there's people there that could take care of their own children, family members or other Haitian families, that if they got adoption subsidies or foster care payments, they be willing to take care of those children too.
Exactly. And you know, a brother put it up on GeorgiaGossip.net. I went on there. I didn't know that he mentioned it was 500,000 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Haiti, that's crazy. You know,
yeah,
somebody asked me, but in Haiti, an earthquake, that's unlikely.
That's unlikely. I'm still saying that that's caused by man.
Yeah, I can't understand how it only affected the city and not the country or Dominican Republic, which is also on the same island, or Cuba, which is right next to it. It's like, it's crazy. It don't even make no sense.
Exactly.
It don't even make natural sense.
Exactly. Well, I got to change it. I got to flip this to another. And I know, I mean, my heart goes out to, you know, our families that's in Haiti, a lot of our family that's in Haiti. Our heart definitely goes out to that. But I got to flip it real quick. I got to, you know, flip this shit. Hawks, Atlanta Hawks is in number one right now, so I'm very happy about that. Might be playoffs, you know how I do it. I got to flip it, you know. You might be going to the playoffs, man. I just got news, you know, and I would definitely be at the playoffs. I just wanted to put that on record. I see your hand all one. We ain't got the show started, but I'm going to turn you on in a little bit. Let's just get this thing popping, Isis. What you think? I said, what you think?
I don't think nothing. I'm looking at these SATs. What?
All right, let's do it. Okay, anyway, today's topic is what do you hold on to when all else fails? What do you hold on to when all else fails? Mental consciousness is one of the keys when knowing what to do in the time of trials and tribulations. One must understand the principle of the mind and how powerful it is once it has been controlled properly. Mental consciousness is the key through everything we do, even our trials and tribulations. You can think yourself in a rut and out of a rut. What a man think of, so shall it be. What do you hold on to when all else fails? Let's talk about it tonight on the Don and Coleon Show. We're going to start it off with you, baby girl.
I think you should hold on to the Most High highest when all else fails. I'm going to stick to that.
But it's very difficult. You know, it's very difficult. You know, when you find somebody, and I think this is my other guest coming in, though. All ones, you on the air with Don Corleone and Isis. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, 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 babies. All praises to the Most High Highest in the name of the Messiah Jesus. This is Mama Pearl, the ancient newcomer. How y'all doing?
How you doing? Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
It feels so good to be amongst you all, and my peace and my love I'm certainly sending out to you right now, right now.
Oh, thank you so much.
Girl, I gotta tell you, you are just awesome. You're just awesome.
Thank you so much, Mama Pearl. I really appreciate it. Love it.
Oh gosh, yes, yes. Wow. I mean, that can be pretty endless. I've been talking about that all week. You know, I started my little radio show as well. And the reception has been wonderful, you know, so far. I have over 300 listeners, you know, and it's growing, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I've met some great connections, you know, people of even higher minds and consciousness, you know, and we all relating, you know, on the same thing. And we were talking about, you know, we even went as far as, you know, talking about, you know, physics, because that's exactly what, you know, Doc was talking about, you know, when he introduced me to the 180, 180, 360, and I had to break that down to them real quick, you know. And I was hoping you were there to, like, okay, I'm gonna just do this, you know, I'm gonna just feel this through, you know, feel the force, Luke, feel the force. But it turned out very well, very well.
Well, congratulations on your show. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Proud of you. Thank you so much. So today's topic, and I need your help because I actually had to get this boost from you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You did it, girl.
Well, thank you. No, I couldn't have done it without you. Praises to the Most High. What do you hold on to when all else fails, when mental consciousness is one of the keys when knowing what to do in times of trials and tribulations? And mind you that we all have them.
Yes,
you know,
it's
kind of like seasons. So
there's
a time where I just strongly feel that we are tested. And there was a book that I read entitled How to Behave in a Cave.
And if you can think of a cave, that means that you are, in a sense, stuck and maybe without a few things that you may feel that could be necessary for you. A case could be such as losing your job or not having no money or,
wow.
you know, things of that nature.
Yeah.
And so, but the book starts off very interesting. It starts off by telling us a story about a little blackbird flying in the wintertime.
Right.
And so this blackbird is just flying, and all of a sudden a blizzard came where he was unable to continue to fly because his wings starts to freeze.
Right, the force and all that. Mm-hmm.
And so he had to land.
Okay.
And when he landed, you know, he actually he ended up froze. He was just frozen. He couldn't move.
Hmm.
And just thought he was going to die.
Right.
And lo and behold, a bigger bird, like an eagle, came over the bird and shitted on him.
Uh-huh.
So the bird is frozen with some shit on him, and he says,
got
in his
warm
mind,
from the heat.
I can't believe that this is happening to me. Now I'm getting shit on. Y'all with
okay.
me? It means something. Now
okay.
I'm getting shit on. And then he noticed that the shit was keeping him warm.
Right.
So mm-hmm. shortly after that, and it broke the ice, so he was no longer frozen, so he was able to fly again in the sky. He started singing, and he was happy and praising, you know, and thankful for his life at that point because he thought he was going to die until he was shitted on. And all of a sudden, a fox heard the bird singing and ate the bird up.
Right. Right.
So, and
right,
it's like,
right.
And the last thing that the book basically said was, when good things are happening to you, learn to shut the fuck up because the
right.
devil is right there to shut you down.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have another story that we have in stories, you know. This is another story, but I have plenty of my stories, you know. I can certainly relate to all that story about a fox and a rabbit, okay. The rabbit was trapped. No, the fox was trapped, okay, and asked the rabbit to help him out. So the rabbit like, are you sure if I help you out, you sure you're not gonna eat me? And the rabbit and the fox like, you know, no, you know, I'm not gonna bother you. No, we cool, you know. So the rabbit, you know, tried to move one of the twigs, and the fox got out, but he was still kind of stuck. So you know, the fox said, well, just show me how you jump forward like that. How you do that? So the rabbit said, okay, I'll show you how to jump forward, and that will, you know, get you unstuck from the twigs that you were twined with. So he did that, and the fox jumped forward, and he was released. And also the rabbit said, okay.
And the rabbit what? Hello, we didn't lose her, did we?
It sounds like it.
I guess the rabbit got ate up.
Who is that?
Isis.
I know that's you. Wow.
I guess the rabbit went deep into the hole. How deep does the rabbit hole go?
How deep does the rabbit hole go? So what do you hold on to when all else fails, when mental consciousness is one of the keys? Now, I know that I have to think myself out of, and like, again, it says in the description that you can think yourself in a rut and out of a rut. And one thing that we were taught is that you have to have psychic self-defense, especially here on this planet Earth, and the truth is that life is hard and dangerous. So, like most people would say, like my mom would always say, you know, old-timers would use the word, I'm broke, I ain't got no money, meaning I'm broke, or they don't have any money. And I would tell my mom, please stop saying you're broke. Because eventually we will have to get you to the hospital so they can fix you. Because what a man think of, so shall it be. You follow what I'm saying? And most people go through so much mental anguish because of where their life is at right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's definitely true. I think the mind is definitely a powerful tool in itself. Like, maybe we should depend on the mind more. And, you know, it sounds kind of contradicting, but on one sense, I would say the Most High is I depend on that for guidance, but also keeping those thoughts in high places, you know, keeping your mind or sending those thoughts out to actually get the result or help you with the thing that you're having trouble with. And a lot of times we start to think of all the what-ifs or all the bad things that could happen in a situation instead of right away thinking about, you know, what you want the outcome to be. And I even have to remind myself a lot, let me switch this, let me reverse this. Let me think of what it actually is that I want it to be instead of the fear setting in about all the what ifs. And we have Segment in the house, Segment the ruler.
Get the ruler.
And two ball king.
About time, took you a minute to get here.
And we have two ball king in the house as a guest on the Don Queen show.
Hey, what's up, Don Nicole Young?
You got it, baby. Talk to me. What's good with you?
Are you, are you working in the studio?
Yeah. What's good with you?
Oh, everything is good, baby. I'm just up here, listening. Enjoying what you said.
I said, so we're building on the mental consciousness is the key because you can think yourself in a rut and out of one. You feel me?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this alchemy thing. I think it's all alchemy. You know, that's what mental consciousness is being able to manipulate that which is and that which is not.
Right. And you're right. The key to it is to stay conscious, an everyday effort in itself, what you say.
Oh, certainly, certainly. And like how we was taught that, you know, everything to determine, you have to be able to determine that which is real and that which is an illusion.
Right.
You know, and with a lot that's been going on, like especially in my personal life and everybody else that's listening right now, you know, the key is to determine that which is real. Like most people think that, and it's crazy, though, you know, because then I'm going to have some motherfuckers that just basically say, how can you not survive without paying your bills? But most people really feel that, you know, you got to pay bills. You got to have money. You got to pay bills, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like something, it's kind of like been brainwashed or been subliminally sedated to believe that this is what you got to do. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
So
right.
So when you don't have it, when you don't have the money, then what? You can't do nothing.
Right.
So that means that's something that you don't have to do because you ain't got shit to do it with.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. Because, you know, we know that they say that, you know, God gives you that which what you need. God always take care of you, right?
Yeah.
Right? Right. And we walk by faith and not by sight. So if you don't have it, that doesn't mean it's not coming. That don't mean all lost. That's what I'm saying. It's just part of the mental consciousness of knowing that it will surely come. Most people think that all is lost because it's not there in their face.
That's true. Yeah, I think that's true also. And sometimes you got to look in another place. Like the place where you thought it was going to come from is not actually where you need to be. It's not, you're not on the right track with something. So you also have to look at, you know, are you doing the things? Are you living your life, you know, in the way you supposed to be living it to get your blessings even?
That's true. That's true, Peggy.
That is true.
That's true, Peggy.
Yes,
so,
it is.
What do you hold on to when all else fails, baby?
You have to hold on to, you know, knowing that the Most High, you know, that God will provide for you, that, you know, He will not forsake you no matter what. You know what I mean? Just to that promise that He made to you, you know, that you know deep down in your heart, even though all the illusions, like you said, are there, all the distractions are there. I mean, you know, constantly in the media, constantly depending on who you're talking to, you know, just putting it out there that, you know what I mean, the whole economy and the world, what the world is going through, you know what I mean? And so, just keeping that word, that faith, that, you know, knowing that, you know, He's gonna provide, He's going to come through, you know.
Right, and definitely staying conscious throughout, because you got to stay conscious, because you can bring
a disaster to you or a blessing to you. You can bring all of that shit just from the mental conscious area. The mind is powerful, and I already said that. What you thought shall it be? So if you only got like $20 left and your bill is due next week and you don't know where your money's coming from, so you have already said to yourself, this is my last 20. I don't know what I'm going to do. Mama Pearl, I see your hand. This is my last 20. I don't know what I'm going to do. This, that, and the third. I don't know how I'm going to pay it. And I ain't going to have no more money. I ain't got no more money. And you're automatically saying that you're not going to get any more money.
Right.
So it's kind of like we play spells on ourselves. I'm putting in Mama Pearl. You on the line with us. I'm glad you got your phone together.
Yes, boy. It is so wonderful to hear all these voices and all these wonderful tones, you know. It is just a blessing, you know. I certainly see all things anew nowadays, you know, and that name is certainly fitting, the ancient newcomer. Yes, man, you know, I am encouraging people to go within, to get out, you know. That's the only way to do it. And certainly we purchase with our consciousness. Whatever we set our minds on, that's what we get. And
I like how you said that. I like how you said we purchase that with our consciousness.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And there's greater things out there, greater things out there. You're just going to have to take that trip. You have to take that trip and travel within to get out, you know.
See, even when you say trip, you're saying a trip means literally you're gonna fall. So let's just say journey.
Okay. This journey.
Remember, man, the English language, it plays a spell on a spell on top of a spell. And funny enough, I got an email from a friend who says, you know, to me in 2010. The word for 2010 and beyond is forward. So let's move forward.
Right? Absolutely.
You know, that's
absolutely.
What I'm saying for a long time. Like most people say, I call you back. No, I call you forward because I'm not calling you back the next
right.
time I see you. I'll be calling you forward.
I love it. I got it. I'm good. It's done. I love it.
All praises.
Thank
you. What do you hold on to when all.
Man, I'm telling you, like I'm saying, you got that pill, you have that little light within you. You can't help it because we're sun children, we're sun people. You know, as long as there's the sun, that light is going to burn. As long as you don't do anything to sway too far to that 180 negative where it becomes demonic and, you know, you just willfully just sell out. You know, other than that, that light is going to burn. There's always hope. You can spark it at any time with faith or, like I said, determination. If people don't understand what faith is, it's similar to being determined to do something. You're focused on it, so you're going to make it happen through that faith because that spark is going to be there. And you call that sun, you know, the sun, the most high, the creator. You know, we're always connected to that source, always, always, always. And that's what you hold on to even – it holds on to you even when you don't hold on to them, you know, as long as it's there, you know. And, you know, and we can give a lot of that recognition and praise also to our ancestors, you know, who are before us and constantly, you know, praying and led the way for good things, good energies to come through for us, you know, knowing that it all comes, you know, by grace of the Most High, Highest, you know. And knowing that we have that power within us that is so great, you know, and we can ignite at any time, you know, and just holding on to that even when, you know, it's holding on to us, even we don't know when we're holding on to it, you know.
Right.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. And we all have that. And no one is greater than the other.
Certainly. So, Bobby, what you got with that to add to it?
Well, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that I like what you said about forward, you know what I mean, because it's making me think about forward, then you got a reward, like an award of state, you know what I mean, like
yes.
In other words, a returning back to the whole time. So, you know, like I heard the chief once say, you know, a single lifetime may not be proficient, you know what I mean, for one individual. Some people may need several lifetimes before we get it right. But then he says, yeah, certain beings like babies that are coming through the world, you know what I'm saying? They just take one breath, maybe two breaths. You know what I'm saying? And you know, doctors will call it SIDS. They'll say sudden infancy death syndrome. And they'll say certain babies just turn over, they don't understand why, and just commit suicide. Babies are not committing suicide like that. It's just that some beings just say, hey, I want to come in this world, they get a couple of breaths, and that's all they need, and they leave. And in a fetal form, they go back and take that information, you know what I'm saying, to other,
absolutely,
you know, to their other classmates.
Absolutely,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, you know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? So hold on 1 second. So anyway, the ward, I like what you said about forward, because it made me think of ward. Like, each one of us is a ward. Like, we, you know, like, in other words, like you all were talking earlier about, you know, like what they're trying to do to those children. They're trying to steal all those children and then award them to different people. And those children are not their reward or an award. They're just stealing those kids. You know what I'm saying? That's why they say crisis, you know, and, you know, cry ISIS. That means in crisis there's opportunity. So they're using the earthquake as an opportunity to steal babies right now. And anytime they report it on the news, they're always showing you the skinny of what they're doing. They're not really giving you the real deal. Like, I was watching this, and they had people on the news, you know what I mean, talking about they needed vodka, they needed rum to sterilize the medical equipment so they can cut off the leg for the people. I mean, most of them try to jump, you know what I mean, and they get to the base because the Catholic Church is strong in Haiti, and all they wanted to do was molest kids. That's it, that's all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway. That's
yes.
all I had to say on that.
I agree with that. And what
yeah.
they're doing,
yes.
what they're doing,
yes.
are being opportunists. What they always do. What's happening is a natural phenomenon. You know, the whole universe is going through things. We're going through a wave right now. But what these demonic energies are doing is are taking the opportunity to take advantage while they can, going through this crisis, you know, so to speak. You know, but what's happening is going to happen, and we were told it was going to happen.
Mm. That's very true.
Yep.
That's very true. Damn.
That's,
well,
you know, I'm going to say this shit real quick, though. I don't know if I said this one time before, but I saw the movie 2012, right?
Right.
When it came, I just want to put that on record. And interesting enough that whoever seen it, y'all remember that, you know, they were building a craft and everybody already purchased a seat on the craft, and that, and it was basically prominent people or wealthy people in a sense that can purchase
well,
a seat.
I've seen,
dollars.
I've seen documents on that.
Can I
finish? Yeah.
Huh? Can I finish?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
So at the end of the day, so after I saw the movie, it was just basically, it woke me up. And what I found was interesting, and I swear this was very interesting, right after I saw it, maybe about 2 weeks later, Oprah Winfrey said she resigning from doing the show in September 11, 2011. I mean, September 9th, 2011. And remember now, 2012 would be like four months from there, right? And I'm like, damn, you know, could it be that they're everybody is bouncing, all the wealthy people are getting out of here? Why is she resigning? She says she's throwing in a towel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just thought, I mean, if she's a billionaire, she can buy a seat. There's something to wrap your mind around.
Well. So there's all
kinds
of things that are going on. And
You know what? I can interrupt you, but you know what I'm saying? You know, Donna Corleone?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. You know what you remind me of when you said that? It's a movie called They Live. Remember that with Roddy Piper? Roddy Piper?
Yeah, and the Shades.
Right. At the end of that movie, they was all in the underground. They was all in the underground, like city or whatever, like this secret hideout for the Illuminati. And they had
yeah,
all
exactly.
these different people. Huh?
Exactly. Go ahead. I'm listening. Yes.
And the guy was like, remember Roddy Piper and the black guy that finally opened his eyes and found there to see, and they were down in the little hideout, in the little base, the headquarters for the Illuminati, and they had all the guys, you know, all the rich people, all the millionaires there and everything, and the guy was like, hey, you know what I'm saying, he said, you can't beat him, might as well join him. He said, you know what I'm saying, we might as well be a part of what they're doing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you're right. The Illuminati has definitely got their hands in a lot of stuff. They got that depopulation thing. It's on YouTube.com, Tracy was telling me.
I was like, you remember that, you know, the chief said that they have to get rid of, how many, 6 billion people?
Yeah, $6 billion, $7 billion. They have to reduce stuff.
Huh? Yeah, so it can only be one million people less on
Bingo.
The planet.
That's
you
it.
Know, and even in Deep Impact, they were only taking 1 million people. And those
right.
1 million populate. And he said that shit way before that movie ever dropped.
Yep.
But you know what, though? It all depends on how you look at it, because it may not be a bad thing, you know, especially when you're trying to reach an even higher consciousness, a higher dimension, a higher level, because we can't take this physical body with us anyway. The only thing that we're assured of on this third-dimensional plane is that we're going to leave this physical body, and that is death, you know, here on this third-dimensional plane. So it may not
well,
be a bad thing.
We also, but again, there's a cure for death, too, so a lot of us ain't going to die. There's a cure
for death. A lot of us are not going to die.
That's not sure. Death is not sure. That's not certain, because there's a cure for that. So that's not certain.
There's not a cure for not leaving this physical body. Because there is no such thing. There's no such thing as death in the spiritual realm or in the etheric realm. No. But as far as this spiritual third-dimensional world is concerned, there's no leaving of this physical body. There's no decaying of this physical body.
Oh, that's the question you asked.
Yeah.
I was agreeing.
Oh.
But
okay.
As far as death, no. No,
yes.
As far as death, no. But, yeah, the body is confounded to the planet Earth.
Absolutely.
This is our vehicle to get to and fro on the planet
absolutely,
Earth.
Absolutely, absolutely. So now we're traveling. So we've gone beyond this third-dimensional plane. So now we're traveling. So now we're connecting. That's our way out. You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, a lot of time releasing other souls is not a bad thing. It all depends on where your conscious level is. It all depends on where you let your minds and your consciousness, you know, take you to expand your awareness. We have to go within to get out, and that is through our consciousness, because that's all there is. That's all the Most High is consciousness, and consciousness is infinite.
Go ahead, Ms. Pearl.
Amen.
Amen. What you got, Segment? I heard you trying to come in and talk to me, babe. Hello? I guess it's just you and I.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, my bad. Okay, when Bodie was talking about that ward, then, you know, I got to thinking about ward of the state, or warden, you know what I mean, you know, being in control of the ward, you know, this, that, and the other. Okay, but, you know, he gave some very good points, and, you know, when you were talking about the crash in 2012, and then I got to thinking about one of these other movies. I think it was G.I. Joe when they talk about the weaponry, the nanobites or whatever technology where, you know, they would just shoot something and the little nanobites would just, you know, tear down and destruct anything in its field, you know, and reprogramming human beings' minds, reprogramming, you know, with the shadow government or whatever that they have and the new, you know, like military that they're going to have or they already have in regards to different criminals or whatever that they do these experiments on. So anyway, I got to thinking about, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, so I got to thinking about in G.I. Joe they had where, you know, like Atlantis or whatever. They had all this stuff underground, not only underground but in Antarctica, but also, you know, in the ocean, you know what I'm saying, underneath and everything. So
right.
Anyway, I was just thinking about how, you know, science fiction truly is science fact, and they just putting everything out there, showing everybody the real deal. However, it's under the illusion of science fiction, so people will not know, you know, it'll just sneak up on them, be like, hey, that was in that movie I saw 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
That's sheep and wolf in sheep's clothing syndrome. Yeah, for sure. You know what we were talking about, you know, a lot on my show, too, we were talking about, you know, the
the locked and the limited frequencies, you know, and how that Christ was a master of frequency and phase lock, and his time lock is 0.0, you know, high frequency, not faster, higher frequency, not faster, happening in a higher dimension. And we talk about dimensions and things like that. You know, these are universal laws that, you know, that I'm hoping that, you know, people concentrate on. Thinking about all these different movies and things like that, we know that these things exist. But as long as we, like I said, we were talking about our consciousness, whatever we purchase, what we purchase with our minds. You know, that keeps us grounded, thinking about these movies and things like that. Hell yeah, we are great minds. We know that. So when we come together and connect, we're going to travel. We should know about, you know, 0.0, you know, and dimensions and orbital rotation, you know, and things of that sort, you know, and man, 90 degrees turns and the zero vacuum and the woodpecker syndrome and the 10 hertz opposed to the 90 hertz, which they have us locked in the 60 hertz when we should be in the 90 hertz. And come on now, we got better things and more things to talk about, you know. Time measurement by frequencies, and this is how we need to connect so that we can get to that higher source. Thinking about things here, it just keeps us grounded. It just keeps us grounded. We talked also about
Wait a minute, Miss Pearl. So tell us what we should be thinking about outside of the planet Earth, so we can advance. Because you know, I'm just here. I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. You're still here. Yeah, your physical body is still here. But like we said earlier, that we can't take this physical body with us. All that there is connecting to a consciousness so we can get to a higher level of consciousness. You know,
consciousness. What are we talking about?
I'm sorry?
You know what? Can I say something? Real quick, you can take your physical body with you. You see, what they don't tell you about is what's called dematerialization. But let me explain it. Now, one thing they do know is that you are a threefold being. And that's the best that they can explain it. Many people get caught up in this word, listen, three-dimension, as if so explain something. Let me explain something. I'm standing in a three-dimensional place right now. One, there's a dining room, that's a dimension. There's a kitchen, that's a dimension. There's a living room, that's a dimension. And every time you enter into a new room, you're going into a new dimension. You see, they created words for what they don't understand. Now, one thing I will say is this. Until they, meaning the people who put this information together, master the ability to shift and mold and go into other planes of existence, then what they're talking about, listen, makes absolutely no sense at all. I mean, what I mean by that is, right, before we hand it back, is that they have all of these fancy terms. You follow what I'm saying? That, like, for instance, right, that the Greeks and the Europeans that have just came up with, they knew nothing about electricity until a man named Gilbert came along. As he investigated, he found out that feathers would attract to magnets a particular sort of kind of way. And prior to that, they still had no idea how we built the pyramids at Tamarack. And to this day, they don't know. You see what I'm saying? So there's a difference between truth and reality. When we speak in reference and or terms to dimensions, all you're doing is speaking in reference to other places. And but these other places are in you, inside of you. Now, let me explain. Right, there's a way, and we're not going to get the formula over this line, but there, and let me tell you something. If I speak on it, praise I knew. If I speak on it, all gratitude to the Most High, then I've experienced it. If I speak not about it, then I've not experienced it. Right, there's a way for human beings, right, meaning guided by the right masters, or you say guided from the masters, and this is something that the Tears, one thing, the Tears of Houthi, right, known as Malachi, taught us in 1993. And experienced by certain ones of us. That is, you can program, listen, your own dematerialization. Your own dematerialization, right, by knowing the right equation, knowing your mathematical equation that can only be given to you by Suhuti, meaning a being who masters time. That is programming your dematerialization into a computer. And I don't mean Gates, Bill Gates. Like the sister said earlier, you got to pay your bills. because Bill Gates controls the gate. And most of the information that you all are quoting, if it didn't come from Tahuti, you get it from Bill Gates, buddy. You follow what I'm saying? Because there's only two people on the planet that's doing the alchemy. It's either you're with Tahuti or you're with Merlin. And a lot of deep niggas went on the internet and got a bunch of information to think they slick, but they are aligning themselves with Merlin and don't even know it. Boo. And what we're here to do is to make sure right knowledge, right, that was given to us by the pure Tahuti prevails. Because I'm telling you some good shit. The devil is very shrewd as a businessman, meaning he owns and controls the internet. That's why he's called the Jow. Let me say this. The computers that we're speaking about are very, very tiny crystals. And you can utilize these crystals, if you know what you're doing, to program your own dematerialization. And if indeed you have not learned to spin past the ninth density level, right, from sitting in the center, praying anew, as I have, and anew is my witness, you follow what I'm saying? Meaning if you haven't done it, then you just play on the radio. So,
see, now you're talking about density level again when you first talked about planes. Now, I think that, and I'm sure that we're talking about the same thing, you know, but words, you know, like I said in the beginning, was words, and words with God, and all words are God. So all words are
God. I'm going to hand it back to you. I just want to complete it by saying, for those who are listening, because myself, Mama Pearl, and for those who are listening, I was blessed with a ninth grade education, and I'm very proud of that.
No, we're not talking about that.
I only went in this life to what they call the ninth grade, and I was taken by the hand of my father, Mikael Michael, in this life, Gannon, who taught me these things and raised me by virtue of the science of pure alchemy. And all I can say is, you know, it's one thing to speak on the thing, it's another thing to experience it. Because once you experience it,
absolutely.
One thing, then you hear people talking. Right? And my father would say, there's only two of them. It's either Tahuti or Merlin. And many of us who are Nubians, meaning black people, who heard my father say, don't believe me, check it out. They went, right, I said, listen, went on a journey and found a whole lot of information, right, given to them by a bunch of coded demons. You follow what I'm saying? And now, when they administer the information, listen, I say it for a reason. I got a ninth grade education. And the only way I can relate to anything, it's got to be simple. And if it ain't simple, honey, that means it's bullshit.
What can be more simple than going within yourself and so that you can connect with a higher consciousness so that you can receive, you know, the valuable information or fruit for yourself. You don't have to be told or be led by anything but being connected, which you are.
And what I'm saying to you is, Mama Pearl, you're absolutely right. And for those who are listening on the Donnie Corleone show today, what Miss Pearl is saying here, what we're saying is keep it simple. For all those of you who are listening, there's a book called Sacred Wisdom of Tahuti. You follow? Authored by Dr. Malachi of New York, Mr. Tahuti. That, you follow? That gives you a basis of it. You follow what I'm saying? So you can start getting an understanding of what's called mental alchemy. Let me clear that up. Because a lot of people think that mental alchemy is just using your mind. And the reality of it is, everything in existence is your mind. Everything around you, the ring on your finger, is your mind. Because there's nothing in the hall that you're not a part of. If indeed you say, I am in the love of the hall, and all others in me, and I'm a part,
Absolutely. Listen,
I'm a part of the hall, and the hall is a part of me, which means
Absolutely. Which
part is all of you?
Absolutely.
That means you can use anything for your mental alchemy, so as long as it's rooted in love.
Amen. Divine love. Amen. 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 Yes. Hey, woman. Hey, woman. Hey, woman. Hey, woman. 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 Wo
of sisters. Like, in other words, I mean, there's a whole lot of people. I wish a couple of sisters would call in. But that saw some things. There was a certain individual, right, ISIS's brother, who was recently, I'm not going to get on that online. But I want to say this. How should I? Okay, I'm not going to do it. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to give an example, but it uses up I'm not going to do. But it doesn't matter. What
wait a
people
minute.
Say. Huh?
You're breaking up. You're breaking up, Fred. Real quick, we got Mush in the chat room. Mush says, we can talk about 90 hertz, 60 hertz, elf waves, OHMS, all you want. I doubt any of you passionate, conscious speakers throughout your TVs. Hey.
Oh, wait,
I don't have a TV, baby. I don't have
a
TV. I do computer, but I ain't got no TV.
Yeah, Mush, not me. Not us, hey.
Say what? Oh, I got it all.
What
I'm on top of the world. I got it all.
One of the things I want to say also, this is Isis, is that it is good to have all of the, to be conscious is a wonderful thing to be conscious. But
that
the
is.
Thing is, the work is here on the planet, as Double Spin would say. After you finish flying, going everywhere you need to go, high, you got to come down and do the work for
but
the
that's
people.
But that's going to enable you to do the work here on the planet without being selfish, without being deceitful. It's going to make us
but
all
you,
come
but you
together
gotta
to
do
the
work.
Work.
And how you
yes.
do the work.
Yes.
How you do the work.
How you going to do the work if we're not on the same conscious mind? If we're not on the same conscious level? It isn't
yes,
you know,
just
all
one
we all
conscious
we,
level.
We don't
like
fight each
together.
Other. You know, we come together like we're doing now, we do the work in love, yes, and we do the work without being deceitful, and we do the work without trying to cut each other down, but we first have to know how to come together in love, and that's on a higher consciousness. You have to maintain that at all times.
The first thing on how we come together and do the work is learning to share the air.
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ice.
One of the things, thank you, Donna Coleon. Can I get one of those graphic sounds you got?
I got one.
That's why I'm so glad I have my.
Can I get a graphic sound first before I proceed?
I have so much to say. I had to get my own show. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, I got it out.
Okay. So one of the things is that we have to do the planet on the work on the planet. You know, with the people that are not conscious, because I, you know, who are striving to be that. You know, that was one of the things in the Matrix. The last thing they said when the Oracle and the Architect met, she asked them, "What about the people who want out?" And he said, "Okay, they'll get out." You know, so there are a lot of people who don't know that they have an option to be conscious, that they are in the matrix or they are in the illusion, or they don't know about the eternal mind power, all of those megahertz, all this other stuff you're talking. But they are in line to be deplugged and plugged
okay,
into the
well,
all.
Well, excuse me. Right. Let me come down. Of course, you know, there are people like our poor people out in Haiti physically, you know, that's just a horrible situation, you know, just horrible. And we need to do everything.
But if we can't come together in our conscious mind,
you know,
to do anything to help those children, then all we're doing is talking. Because Double Spin said it right. When I got upset and I saw all those white people on the media helping, she said, what person of color stepped up to do anything? If you can't do, with all your mind power and all your words and vibrations, if you can't do something to save those children, then what do you
well,
mean?
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are doing some things, you know. Now,
I'm sure
my little $50 probably won't register on the Richter scale as far as what people
they
are collecting.
They don't need money.
But that's something that I
They need to get up out of there.
They need to do something. Of course,
they need to.
So what are we gonna do? Panic? So you don't believe in a higher power. You don't know of a higher power that dwells within you that says to sit your ass still and just concentrate and pray or whatever you do to have that connectivity to bring that energy down on people.
That's what I'm talking about. Getting together, but people like to talk. And when you put those words in the ether and you don't make it manifest, it clogs up your manifestation. So
absolutely.
All this talking, it clogs up the airwaves.
Well, how long have we been? Well, how long have we been? Well, how
what though, we are blessed at this time, and that's what you're talking about, the physicality. We are blessed at this time to be together to talk about this, because I don't remember ever us being together to talk about this.
If people are highly conscious that you're talking about and elevated, then they need to be fighting.
I'm not talking about anybody. I'm talking about myself. You know, and I was hoping that we were connected as well.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold up. We got another caller with their hand up. 80217, you're on the air. Ronnie Colleon, what's your name? Where you calling from?
People will make you live those words. I know some people who will do it.
480217, you're on the air with Donna Colleon. What's your name? Where you calling from? All right, I guess 480 got tired. They didn't want to say nothing. Tired of holding her hand up.
They don't want to play.
They don't want to play. And Mushmouth is in the chat room again, once again, says, you know, we do the work as individuals, says Mushmouth.
Amen.
So we
and
do
it,
the work
as individuals. And as long as it's good, you know, it all benefits the higher power. It all connects to the higher power, as long as it's good, because we only stand on the side of the good. You know,
but you can't
long as it's
talk.
Good.
You gotta be about it. You can't just talk it. You have to manifest it. And if you
then it sounds to me like you have a personal problem. Are you talking about yourself?
Am I talking about myself manifesting things? No, I don't use the language. I do it every day. And I wrote in my cipher. If you use words, they'll make you live every word out. In an unopportune moment for you, because if
absolutely.
You say you step up to the plate, because
your words will not come back void.
They won't come back void, but they go out void. See, the words never come back. They should just keep going and going and going. They should never come back.
But then those who are conscious, you know, those who are conscious and aware of their words and who are on the same level of consciousness that you are right now, I'm sure they're probably, you know, trying and watching their words like you're watching yours, being aware of that concept.
Wait.
What do you hold on to when all this fails? Is it your word now?
No.
You're definitely going to have to hold on to your word.
In the beginning was the word.
Yeah, you definitely have to hold on to your word. You definitely have to do that.
Let's go back to when Bodhi said about this, you know, you have the truth and then you have reality. And then, you know, and then he went into that little simple thing. How do you keep everything simple, you know? So, Bodhi, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you, sister. What you got?
Let's go back to that. Could you expound more on that keeping it simple or that truth, and then you have reality? Like, I remember that you came on the show one time, and you mentioned that it was a brother. I think it was Mush, by the way. And you said something about you have the truth and you have the reality or something. You remember that?
Yeah, right. I mean, to keep it simple, like you said, if somebody was to tell me, you know what I mean, that they, they start talking about in the bill room, my first question is, have you been on it? You know what I mean? It's talking about the mothership. Have you seen it? Were you on it? And the answer is no. Then what you're saying could be true, but it ain't real. So, I mean, I've come to the point where if indeed, you know what I'm saying, a being is telling me something that they themselves have not experienced, then the truth of the matter is they're lying. You know what I mean? You're just lying. If you talk about some shit that you personally did not experience, then say that. Because if you say, I personally haven't experienced it, then you start off telling the truth, then you got my full attention. But if indeed, you know what I'm saying, we start speaking in reference to things like, see, first of all, there's two forms of a spell. The first spell is a lie, right? The devil taught us lies, gave us lies. You know what I mean? Meaning, whatever we call the devil is a being that don't have your best interest at heart. You follow? Now, that's one spell. We had to be placed on another spell called truth, which is what Dr. York came to give, truth. And the reality of that is, did it change anything? Of all the truth that he put out into the world, millions of books, what has it really changed? You know what I'm saying?
It changed me.
One second. Because the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Nubians are still suffering all around the world. And that means the level of information that Dr. York wanted to give, that he tried to get it from 1967 to 1970, she realized people were not ready for her. People started going crazy, spoke themselves as pure Ansar, meaning Ansar Sufi. He started teaching a form of pure alchemy and did it with the religion. Meanwhile, he had to keep all of his alchemy to himself and could only discuss it and display it to few people at a time, which wasted a whole lot of time. We spent too much time explaining that Jesus didn't die on the cross, that Muhammad was Rasulullah, that Ibrahim was Khalilullah, and a bunch of things for 30 years that now have all turned into a bunch of Google-ites, Google and Yahoo-ites and dog pile-ites and search engine-ites and a bunch of niggas who don't know nothing about reality. And I'm telling you right now, the most insane thing is to speak on
they don't know anything about the Spirit. They don't know anything about the Holy Spirit, the light that dwells within. That's what they don't know about.
What I'm saying is, yeah, you're right about the Holy Spirit. That's another level. Because what I'm saying is something. There are Christians, being that you brought that up, that say, I've experienced the Holy Spirit.
There's Christians, there's Catholics, they're all
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is they're mentally dead.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. They're mentally dead.
Yes.
Christians are the number one mass murderers on the fucking planet.
Well, they started it.
Right. What I'm saying, in reference to what you said, Donna Colion, the truth of the matter is there are many people that can quote things. But if you haven't experienced it, then the question is, why are you quoting it?
That's right.
Why would you even want to talk about something and why you want to pretend? And why would your ego just say, okay, I spirit that I humble out, teach me? Why hold it still? Even when a person is emotionally
stuck. All the fools that don't know that there is a higher power, a higher source, that only stand on the side of good.
Right, and guys, I just want to address that real fast. In the Holy Tablets, you know what I'm saying? And I know we've all experienced this, so I'm going to speak on something I hope we all can experience, right? My father, which is, you know, the spiritual master, Dr. Malachi of New York, he puts in the Holy Tablet, chapter 1, tablet 1, verse 6, I'm sorry, 59 through 63. Watch. He says, when Anu, Aliun Aliun, witnessed the confusion, which is the chaos, which is that which is known, and that which is to do, and that which is wrong to do. That was right to do and that which is wrong to do. It says it placed a very cold and somber feeling in his heart, right? And so with much concern and divine love, watch, divine love and much concern, he ordered the blessed and chosen children of the all, the Ethereans, to personify his personality or spirit. Now, what is that all saying? The truth of the matter is that which is known as right, that which is known as wrong, are just that. And in that is chaos. You know what I mean? Because what's right to you may not be what's right to me. And who decides that? Who created the words right? Because what's the opposite of right? Wrong. Then you have left. Right? So now what's in the center of that? Because Anu sits in the center, higher above. And when you surrender, you take your part in it all. And let me tell you, like the Holy Father said, last thing, a man or a woman can know anything and be wise in all things. And in not knowing anew, you prove yourself to be a fool.
Amen. 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 And that's, and I think that's all we're talking about. We're talking about the exact same thing. The exact same thing. That's that one source that dwells within. That dwells within. You can connect with that from within.
That's right.
Hey, man, that's right. What you got to say, Matt? I see you.
See me?
No, I'm just really listening. I'll, you know, I'm going to speak in shortly, but, you know, I'm just marinating on everything that I just heard, you know, just profound.
It's just a wonderful thing to connect. You know, what I tell everybody nowadays, because I am a new, is to throw all the books up in the air. Throw the books away. Let's come together. Throw the books down. Let's talk about our experience. Let's share. You know, let's share with one mind, a higher conscious. Of course we have to do the work here on this plane because we're physically here, you know, and we have to take care of it. You know, that's why we have dominion over it, to take care of it. The human does. You know, and we will do that. And we need to do that in a higher consciousness state. And as long as we connect, we will continue to grow higher and higher and higher. Because it's not about the body. It's not about
Ms. Farrell.
Hold on, I want to say something.
We're doing that now.
I want to say something. I want to say something. People say, Mama Farrell, I love you, but I got to say this. Right, people say that it's not about the body. I say it's about the body. I'm thankful, first off, that I'm in a body. It's a blessing and a privilege. First off, the name Allah means life giver. Allah gave each one of us life so we can experience life in a physical form. It is a gift. Yes, it's about the body. You know what I'm saying? That's what Cahuli was saying. It's like, in other words, yeah, keep your eyes in the sky, but keep your feet on the ground at the same time. And make sure you
well,
wear it so you don't.
You know, if I can tell you,
I'm almost finished.
If
I'm almost finished. I can see you. Listen, all I'm saying is, I want to say to people that are listening, all I want to say is don't trip, because if you trip, you'll fall, and you'll introduce a direction that don't belong to us. We don't trip,
absolutely.
We don't fall. And
absolutely.
The reality is, listen, while in a physical form, because I'm going to say something like this, everybody that wants to live, stand over here. Everybody that's ready to die, stand over there. Because if you say that it ain't about the hey, listen to me. If you say that it ain't about the body, I say fire, that's your right. But hey, my nigga, as long as I'm in the body, I want to live it and love it.
Maybe I should say to you that it's not just about the body. Because, of course, we're going to keep this body in good shape and good form because this is our temple. And if
I'm
going to
tell you something.
Body,
I'm
going to
tell you something.
You know
I'm going to tell you something.
I believe in that.
Miss Pearl, you're
that.
Right. Let me say this. Miss Pearl, listen, for those who are listening, Miss Pearl is absolutely right. But what a lot of people are missing is in the Holy Tablet, meaning we are right now on this planet Earth that's moving to a new biomagnetic grid. So what you're thinking and calling your physical body will become less dense. And the reality of it is all of those particles, meaning parts of the circle, will start spinning at a rapid rate. And we will start to revolve, listen, revolve up and over the ladder of evolution. And some of us are going to experience the highest altitude of alchemy that you can think of. Naturally, without, in other words, encoded in your DNA, as you read in the book of St. John in chapter 7, when Jesus Christ was confronted by the so-called Jews,
amen,
they say, how is it that you know all this shit and you ain't been taught? He said, you know what I mean? They said, how do you know when you're in the presence of the child? Because you will know all things having not been taught. Well, each one of us stands in representation of that. And the Most High, right, has called our DNA, if you are a Nubian being, a melanite being, and let me clear this up too. The very reason why that the Illuminati, let me tell you what they did. What they're trying to do is eliminate all the Nubian people from off the planet, and they're working in concert with the Ashtar Command. But what they've done is cause a new being, not a Nubian, but a neutral knowing is what they're trying to create. A bunch of Harold Alafuntas and Brocks and people like that. Why? Because they want them. Like it's their plan. They want them to be the new slaves. However, the Most High has interceded. And what I'm saying is when you see what took place in Haiti, yes, it's not a good thing because it's a part of the depopulation situation. And there's going to be many, many Nubians that will die unless we, who are the children of the Most High, right, come together mentally on what is going on. Now, I agree with you when you speak in reference to higher consciousness, but don't be afraid, as you per se, to add the anu, because one thing that we have to do is say his name. He said, my people call me by my name, and yes, the name is anu, just because the devil put the name on the back of the dollar bill, and he uses it in his alchemy. He said, anu it coeptis, which means he has favored my undertaking. The devil knows the name. But why don't we use it? Jesus says in the book of St. John, chapter 8, verse 23, he says, I am from above, and you are from beneath. And the word above that they use in Greek is anu, which comes from anu. Aliyun, the secret word, the very word that they talk about in the Quran. When they speak in reference to Jesus, they say he is Rahulah, which means the very soul of Anu. Another password that you, if you are a Freemason and hearing my voice, you won't be able to get past Master unless you know the word, baby. They said Jesus is Kalimullah, meaning call him Allah. And each one of us is in Allah. So yeah, we had a unified, but what the devil did, he took these very names that were sacred to us and used it in his alchemy the same way he used the pyramid. And why? Because he knows that the smallest things carry the most power. We have to reclaim our power. It's what we must do. And right now, one last thing. When we start rebuilding the pyramids, for everybody that can hear my voice, listen, when we build the pyramids this time, it will not be bulldozed. You follow what I'm saying? What they did in 4-4 Shady Down Road, we allowed them to do it. Now, certain ones of you will participate in a mathematical formula that is so well designed that you all will start building pyramids again from your very laboratory, your very alphabetical laboratory. And when you open your eyes, you're going to see it. And some of you, listen, have already started dreaming about the pyramids. You're already seeing them in visions. Lit pyramids. Why? Because those are electromagnetic tuning devices that will keep us all alive. I'm tired of hearing people talk. I say, shut up if you don't know what to do. If you don't have the codes, the mathematical formulas, then stop pretending that you do. Knowing that you don't.
Stop being ashamed to come together to connect to a higher consciousness.
Ms. Pearl, wait a minute, Ms. Pearl. I really wish I heard everything you said. I couldn't really hear you. Kind of distorted. But, you know, just speak, you know, away from the mic because that'll help. Because you was just, I wish I heard everything. I probably have to play it back. But go ahead, Ms. Pearl, talk to me.
Whew. I was just agreeing with him, you know, all praises, you know, and it feels good to be and stop being ashamed, like I was saying, to be able to come to a higher consciousness and connect. That's all. That's what connectivity is all about. No one has all the answers, but seekers will connect to a higher consciousness. You just have to, which connects to the Creator, you know, just have to. Truth is truth.
So, but let's go back to this Illuminati thing you're talking about. I mean, I'm, you know, at one time, man, I was really like, you know, fuck the Illuminati, man. Fuck them motherfuckers, man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But it is some hidden agendas going on and stuff. So let's talk about that real quick. I kind of, you know, I was like that for a minute, you know, maybe some years ago about the Illuminati. Not saying that they didn't exist, but basically never. I would never give them no power like that, you know.
What about the Greys?
Okay, well let me address one thing at a time. Right, first off, right, because she mentioned the Greys. You follow what I'm saying? I hope I can be heard. Right, first off, the Greys work in concert with Lucifer. Right, Lucifer purchased a whole lot of people. And when I'm not talking about Lucifer, you know, the red man on the hot sauce jar. I'm talking about a fleet of beings who have aligned themselves with amber light. That's all it is. And these beings specialize in electrons. They mastered it. And some of them were a part of our family at one time, which makes them very dangerous. However, they have no more power. And why? Because of the sun cycle that is in. The truth of the matter is the only power that the devil has is how we recognize them and the power that we give them. In reference to the Illuminati, the one that we're speaking of is the Illuminati of Germany, of Bavaria, They have spread throughout the world. They have a plan, but their plan is not very effective if indeed we would just do what we do. Like, in other words, the chief would say it's over, and it's only just begun if indeed we would just do what we got to do. We can deliver the knockout blow, but it's done alchemically. And all it's done is just with a little cooperation, which would be very, very difficult, meaning different cultures. We all come from different cultures, and it only takes a few people working in concert with each other, right? Meaning, if you go amongst the devil's military, I heard when I was in boot camp prison, I heard the sergeant say to me personally, he said, "I don't like my warden." He said, "I definitely don't like my captain. He said, I can't stand them niggas." He said, "But they have the rank. And because they have the rank, I respect the uniform, but that's it, that's all." Meaning, they respect each other. They, you know what I mean? They don't have to love each other, but they work in concert with each other. When you read the Holy Tablets, it says the Satanists, called the Nakas, will come together with the Nakashites and will come together with other breed of Luciferians, Illuminati, in order to do a job to work against us. We as Nubian people, black people, won't come together to do shit. You know what I'm saying? And the only time is we come together if it's just loud music playing and some chicken. So I'm saying, and the best example of unity that they've ever seen on this planet was from two people, three men, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Dr. Malachi Z. York, right? Not to mention Marcus Garvey, but they had to shut Marcus Garvey up and out because they were afraid of his influence. He was the most dynamic man, according to my father, Malachi, who walked the planet. Either way, the Illuminati, their plan is to depopulate the entire planet. Now, I'll tell you what my father Malachi says about that, right? He says, "We're not going to let you all destroy this world. This world belongs to us, and we're not going to let you take it." So that's where I stand. And what I will say before I shut up and let the next person talk is in the Leviathan 666 book, right, that my father put out, right, that Malachi put out, Dr. York put out, 1991, you'll see him standing with a sword in his hand, and he's chopping off or cutting off the head, listen, of George Bush Sr., Margaret Thatcher, and a few other antichrists. You'll see him just chopping their heads off. In 1991, while we were walking with white robes, the American government got that book. How come they didn't come at us then for so-called terrorism? You know why? Because they were afraid, because they knew that Tahuti Most was amongst them. They were looking for Tahuti a long time, and when they saw him, they were afraid. That was alchemy at its finest, because when he drew that, it was happening. It was happening all around them, and they knew it, and they couldn't attack him. So they said, the only thing we can do is attack his character, because this man is untouchable. But they knew his followers were fools, that the followers would believe anything. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, go ahead and attack him on the media. Say that he's a child molester. Say this or say that. It don't matter. Do something to stop that momentum.
You can't. The word is the word. It's the truth. The truth. Like I said, the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is evident in all that is righteous, good, righteous, and true. You know, that's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth.
Amen.
All truth is the Spirit, and the Spirit is the Holy Spirit, which is the Most High. You know, that's the truth. You can't stop that momentum.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So we got the momentum now just by like us being on the show and we're speaking, and we have our power in our words and our actions and deeds. Right, all we have to do is learn to cooperate with each other, and this war will be over. Let me tell you what the war is being fought over. The war is being fought over fragility, which is why when you go to YouTube.com, right, and type in the Panama H1N1, you'll see a lady standing there talking in reference to the H1N1 virus. And she says this whole thing is all about fertility. They're all about pregnant women getting this virus because they want to eliminate us from having children. It's why, because Dr. York said, listen, he said, as long as babies are being born, there's HOPE, heaven on planet Earth, hope.
Right.
But what they've done, they created these vessels now called our wombs of our mothers, right, where we as a people now, we're no longer concerned about breeding healthy children,
which means,
in a real way, how and when we will have a future. You see what I'm saying? And the Anunnaki or Allah or Anu that's observing, that's observing this equation. The elders are saying, what's the use? So, I mean, as I'm telling you in a real way, y'all, we got so much work to do, but the elders are made, like my father said, God is making a way today. God is making a way. He's making it easy for you. You have no excuse now. You follow what I'm saying? And that's what's taking place.
That's right. Yeah, we're all on the same course, on the same path. We're connecting, you know, to that matrix.
I'm telling you the truth. The reality of it is we're not on the same page. We are all not on the same
path.
But,
I said what path.
I'm saying, and we're not.
Path.
What I'm saying is, we are not. Not you per se, but humans. I'm talking about the Nubian people. We can say that, and we rely on ourselves. Right? Until we work in concert with who and what we are, and there is a being that was sent to us, Mikael Michael, the head of Anu's army, who gave us the formula. All we have to do is follow in the footsteps, and the things will get done. And listen, the smallest thing carries the most power. 1 ounce of effort in the way of Anu will literally destroy millions of them, right? Their whole legion. That's why they got a movie coming out this Friday called Legion. They're trying to do everything they can by way of Merlin the Magician, their alchemist, to put out as much movies showing their power as possible. But they didn't expect the Hutton brothers, who are Nuwapians, to come out with a movie called The Book of Eli. See, we are on it, but we got more work to do, and there's nothing they can do about it. If indeed, I know what you said, that's a beautiful sentiment, but the reality of it is, no, we are not all on the same page. But we have to get there if indeed we want to live and value life and value the children's life. I think it's really sad for me at the age of 36 to talk about Egypt planes and how, you know, life is not that valuable when there are children who we didn't get the chance to experience life yet. And you know what I mean? And the Most High would say, I will intervene for you all at any given time if indeed you all would just start working together. It's all it takes.
I think it's very sad for anyone to talk about life is not that valuable. You know, I mean, you know, that's ridiculous. You know, and children, it's all about the children. And there could be no future if there's no good mothers. You know, this is why this union is put together right now, not by our design, by a higher power design. You know, and certainly myself, being the ancient newcomer and seeing a lot and have done a lot to help save our children, our world, and certainly keeping that forefront in people's mind, being blessed right now to have my own radio show, you know, where I can keep that forefront in people's mind and help collect, you know, more knowledge and conscious awareness myself, because I'm constantly trying to build outside in this body, consciousness, as well as this body, you know. So it's all about me as well.
Say what? What's all that chatter in the back? Go ahead, Miss Pearl. I agree. I agree, for real. Go ahead, Segment. What you want to say? We ain't heard from you in a minute. We got 13 minutes remaining left on the Don Nicole Young Show. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I see you, Mush. What up, Prince Anu? It's a pleasure to see you on the show, baby. Talk to me, Isis, what you got?
I agree with everyone. I love everyone. In the words of James Brown, I love everyone.
Amen.
Me and Segment.
It's a conversation. This is beautiful. This coming together. It's wonderful.
And I just hope we can do the work. I hope we could just do the work. I pray that we could do the work.
All you
got to
do is follow the power. You know, everything else
is it me or I'm the only one don't know what the hell y'all talking about? What work are you saying? Do what work?
What?
Do what
oh.
work?
She wants to ask. That's not going to be on. She's talking about what work are you talking about?
The work on the planet. You know, saving lives.
Saving
humanity is everybody's business. That's my slogan for my business. That's what's up.
Say it again.
Saving humanity is everyone's business. So everybody got a business. Everybody got a partner.
My slogan is Mama Pearl, the ancient newcomer, I'm coming for you. You know, I've gathered a lot of fruit and a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom. I survived a lot of storms. You know, I can testify. I can say, if you haven't experienced things, you shouldn't talk about it. You know, I've experienced a lot that I can talk about and share. Valuable information. Always seeking more.
Heal the world.
Heal
okay.
the world.
You know, we talking slogans or we talking
job requirements and duties and shit. I'm trying to
figure this thing. That just sounds like Jay-Z. What we really talk about? That's gonna be my new. That's gonna be my theme song.
See, I'm looking up slogans too. I'm working on my line of T-shirts and business cards and all kinds of stuff as well. You know, it's all about just the word. Like I say, all words
about?
Of God.
What's
the theme song?
Now I'm plugging it right
God.
There. How would you write that song? My new song, my slogan is everybody's saving humanity is everybody's business, and then my theme song is gonna be what we talk about by Jay-Z. You should check that song out.
What we
really talking about?
Mush Mouse is in the chat room once again, saying sounds like wishes to me. I'm with Mush. I'm trying to figure out what this work we got to do so I know my job. I don't know what I'm supposed
saving
to do.
Saving humanity. Saving humanity. Saving
humanity. How do you save humanity? That's a lot.
You do your part. You got to know your position. You got to know. You got to know why you're here on the planet.
I couldn't even say 500,000 motherfuckers in Haiti.
Well, you can start by saving the 1, 2, 3. You save me.
Real quick, though. Let me say this. You know,
he saved me.
But his saying, and you want to know a slogan or you want to know a saying, that saying is the only helping hand is at the end of your own goddamn arm.
Amen. Amen.
Period. And there
Amen.
Was silence in the heaven.
Amen. Because we all have it within us. Amen. Amen.
Mush also says, save self and try to save family.
Amen.
Now, like, you know, I know that we agree that everybody is, mentally divided or scattered and shit, but, you know, there comes a time where everybody have to clean up what they messed up. So
that's
I
right.
feel that everybody cleaned up what they messed up in their own home. If everybody,
Amen.
I'll say it, if everybody focused on their own being and everything that God has gave them to govern over or to be God over, such as their Garden of Eden, which would be their home or their family, then the world would be a better place if every humanity did that.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
But again, we as human beings, partial human beings, have to clean up what we mess up first
Amen.
And foremost, because then we still have the laws of polarity or the laws of the universe that will still come back and kick our ass if we
come
do
on,
a
man.
Wrongful act. So, you know, each humanity is accountable for, each human is accountable for their own actions.
Amen.
Period.
Amen.
I can't save you for some shit you did.
You
I can stop and help you figure out what not to do next time. But, you know, that's what I say. You know, save humanity, bullshit. Bull fucking shit. Save your goddamn self, clean up your own shit, and make sure your shit smell like ice is
and
coming
and
in
the only way you can only way you can save humanity anyone is to truly bring to the awareness that they have the power within them. You know, the same Most High, Anu, whatever you want to call it, the light that dwells within you dwells within them. You know, you have the power.
Well,
you gotta lift your consciousness in your own physical individual body.
At the end of the day, that we are all governed by something outside of ourselves that are more
Absolutely.
That is more in control. We
Absolutely.
Are governed by that, and we still have to obey the laws of the land and obey
Absolutely.
The universe. We still have to remember
and love.
As you will have them do unto you. We still got to remember a bunch of shit like that and start to act on it. Now, if humanity can all act like that, it'll be fine. But everybody, the humans around the globe is governed by what is called a government that consists of human beings that dictates to everybody on what you can and cannot motherfucking do. This
right.
shit is not going to work on this bitch.
Right.
It's not gonna work. It's just too
and
many.
It's not, and it's not gonna work anywhere else, you know, especially when you go to violating the will.
That's why I'm one of the motherfuckers that want out. I want
I hear
out.
You.
I want
stop the
free.
World and let me out. I say that a long time ago.
The Holy Tablets is much over. That one fucking verse in the Holy Tablet says this: the planet Earth has been quarantined because there's not enough people who want to be free. So people need to be want to be free. They just have to want to be free. And, you know, in this system, they have everybody grounded and bound and chained to some type of law or to
Amen.
Some type of rules and regulations or to some type of systematic thing on how to do it, and which has you still bound.
It keeps you limited.
And then they put up a bunch of shit on TV to have you want
Absolutely.
Something, which is called commercials or advertising, and that you can't have. So
all
then you want to create either one, jealousy, envy, and probably will want to take it. That's why, again, there are robberies and murders and all of that shit going on, because what you don't have, they have already put in place that you would take what you don't have.
All that to keep your mind off the fact that you are connected automatically to the sun. You have to. We are sun people, and that light shines within all of us if we reach up to it and you think, lift
right.
our consciousness and our mental and our hearts, open our hearts.
Y'all mic
is connected. Gone
too, Isis, y'all mic's back open. Oh, they just hung up again. We got 6 minutes remaining left on the air, and I totally agree with you and all the other callers that called in. Mush is in the chat room. Mush is always an honor and a pleasure to see you. He said they are just conducting their business, and in conducting their business, like again, man, we are fucking stock.
Hmm.
We are stock. Humanity is nothing but stock. We're food for the gods.
Absolutely.
Food.
Absolutely. And I hope you get a chance to listen to my show. Please listen to
I
my
will.
Show.
I will. I sure will. You got to send me some email and all of that at the time when your show starts
okay.
and all of that.
I will.
So I can be sure to call in.
Well, just download the first two. You know, they're mad cool. Download the first two and let me get some feedback.
Right. Okay, 770. Isis, y'all mic is open, by the way. I just want to let y'all know that.
Oh, you can hear us right now?
Yeah, I got 5 minutes remaining. Talk to me, Bo, to take us home.
Oh, no, it's all good. Everybody, they doing what they're doing. They making some.
See me up, Scotty. What you got? We got 5 minutes remaining.
Right. What I'm saying, I enjoyed the show, Don Nicole. I think it was really nice. Do you mind mention my show real quick? Do you mind?
Sure. Go ahead. Put a plug in, baby.
Okay, yeah, my show, y'all, for those who are listening, it's called Tubal Cain. It comes on tonight at 11 o'clock. That's TUVALCAIN, Tubal Cain. I would truly appreciate it if you check it out, if you want to. That would be a good thing. Hit me up on Facebook, Tubal Cain. That's TUVAL, one word, then space, CAIN, Tubal Cain. But I enjoyed the time that on the show, The Shadow Out with Mama Pearl. I enjoyed you. Mush Mouth, what up? You know what I'm saying? I didn't get a chance to really hear everything you had to say, but it's good to hear you around, Prince Anu, and all the other people. It's been a great show. Don Nicoleon, thank you very much, family.
Yes, it's been wonderful. I want to put a plug in for my show, too. It's the Mama Pearlation Newcomer Tell Mama All About It show.
Yeah, Mama, I'm gonna call in on your show and tell you all about it.
Come on, girl, tell Mama, tell me. I'm waiting for you.
I got to vent. I got to get it out.
Come
I got
on,
4 minutes remaining left on the air. Let me say this, and I thank everybody, Mama Pearl, for calling in, the ancient newcomer. Y'all make sure y'all check her show out. Tubal Cain, Bodie got a show. Please make sure y'all check his show out on blogtalkradio.com. And y'all know how we do it, Don Nicoleon's show, every Thursday night. Please believe it at 9 o'clock. We love y'all. You all have an awarding day, and we see you next Thursday. Peace.
Yeah, it's real talk, real talk. Yeah, it's real talk, real talk. Yeah, it's real talk, real talk. Yeah, it's real talk, real talk.
The Don Nicoleon Show is on the radio. This the end of the Don Nicoleon Show. Got the niggas looking like free codes. Yet I'm only interested in their motherfucking back road. Where to go? Georgia got the bad team. It's the after show. You want to play with my after show? Gotta pay at the door just to see the show. Now come on.
Yeah, it's real talk.